Here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. All right, so Colin Kaepernick, according to our mainstream legacy media, he's one of the great victims of our society. Sure, he was a formerly successful quarterback who then started to not be very good, and then he got benched, and then he decided, after being benched, that America was a terrible racist place, and he started kneeling on the sidelines in order to protest supposed police brutality, and he became a cause celeb because he couldn't latch on with any other team, despite the NFL doing its very best to try and force another team to take him. And then he ended up on the cover of multiple Sports Illustrateds, and he ended up with a giant deal from Nike talking about how you have to kneel for something so that you'll stand for something and all the rest of this stuff. He made millions of dollars off of being a racial protester. Well, now Colin Kaepernick has gone one step further, and it is emblematic of where we are in American society, what Colin Kaepernick has now done. Essentially, all victimology turns into, at a certain point, being Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. All victimology turns into it. It turns into disrespect for your parents, disrespect for the past, an attempt to separate off from your parents, from the past, to rip everyone who came before you, to make yourself the only pure human being. So the reason this is relevant is because yesterday, Colin Kaepernick decided that he was going to just start crapping publicly on his white adoptive parents. To understand how perverse this is, you have to understand that Colin Kaepernick was, again, adopted. He was born of apparently a Black American, whose identity remains unknown to this day, that is his birth father, and a 19-year-old white woman from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, named Heidi Russo. And his mom, to her great credit, had the baby, and then also to her credit, put the baby up for adoption. And he was adopted, was Colin Kaepernick, by a white couple named Rick and Teresa Kaepernick. And the couple already had a couple of biological children, and the reason they decided to adopt Colin is because they'd lost two other sons to heart defects, apparently. And his parents guided him through youth. He had a pretty nice background, pretty privileged background, economically speaking. He ended up playing sports and, of course, all the rest. Well, now Colin Kaepernick has decided that his parents are perpetuating racism. His parents are bad. The utter ingratitude and soul sickness that has to be attendant on you, the child of an adoptive couple, who made you successful, who gave you opportunity, who brought you into a new world where you were able to thrive, flourish, become an NFL player, which is, by the way, not an inexpensive thing. Okay, to actually end up playing in the NFL, that usually requires that you go out and become part of a league. It requires that your parents travel for you. It requires all sorts of sacrifices that your parents made, aside from the normal parenting sacrifices, which, again, adoptive parents make heroic sacrifices to even take someone else's child and raise that child as their own. Adoption is an act of tremendous charity. To then turn around and crap on your own parents publicly on CBS is one of the great acts of ingratitude, honestly, I've seen, except that it's mirrored by so many people in our society who basically say that all of the traditions of the past are bad, all of the wisdom of their grandparents are bad, their parents are stupid, their grandparents are stupid, all of society is stupid, and they are the only good ones. It's an ungrateful, spoiled, rather disgusting generation that looks to its own parents and violates one of the fundamental bases of, I think, all human civilization: honor your father and mother. And the Ten Commandments says honor your father and mother for a very good reason, because peoples that tend to honor their ancestors are also people who have a future. Peoples that do not honor their ancestors as a traditional matter tend not to have a future at all. And that's particularly true, again, when you've been given pretty much everything by your adoptive parents. So here is Colin Kaepernick, he's been out of the headlines for a while. You remember that he was asked by the NFL to do a workout for a bunch of other teams, and he didn't even show up to the workout. And then every so often he releases a video of himself throwing a football and he's like, why won't someone pick me up? Here he was on CBS Chicago talking about how he had a problematic household. He has an upcoming graphic novel titled Change the Game. This comes after his pathetic Ana DuVernay directed or produced documentary on Netflix in which he likened going to the NFL combine to an actual slave auction. Because as we all know, during a slave auction, the slaves ended up being employed to the tune of millions of dollars and made into national heroes, the slaves, right? I mean, it's exactly the same. The NFL combine, slave auction, one, I mean, if you actually watch the clip from Netflix, that's exactly what it is. He literally morphs an image from the NFL combine into an image from the slave auction. That's who Colin Kaepernick is. The most graceless, non-victimized victim of all time, except again for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who are an actual prince and princess claiming victimhood. And so he went on CBS Mornings to promote his crappy new graphic novel. And here's what he said.
Growing up, I was I think still am a pretty introverted person. I hope it's true to form. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of how I navigate the world.
It's his true high school coming of age story. His journey embracing his blackness, despite resistance from many, including his white adoptive parents.
I know my parents love me, but there were still very problematic things that I went through. I think it was important to show that, no, this can happen in your own home and how we move forward collectively while addressing the racism that is being perpetuated.
He's getting what roles, his mom asked?
Oh, your hair's not professional. Oh, you look like a little thug.
Your mom become. Said that to you.
Yeah. And those become spaces where it's like, okay, how do I navigate this situation now? But it also has informed why I have my hair long today.
So his mother is apparently a terrible person because she told him that he shouldn't wear his hair like Allen Iverson in the impression that people might have a bad impression of him. So he's now writing graphic novels about how terrible his own parents are. And then he's going on national television to publicize how terrible his parents are. And again, this is emblematic. Colin Kaepernick is a stand-in for an entire generation of people who think this way about their parents. An entire ideology that suggests that this is really what we should do, is we should dissociate from our own parents and we should rip our own parents publicly. It's not unique to Colin Kaepernick, as we'll get to in a second. It also happens to be an absolutely obvious profit-seeking move from Colin Kaepernick. As per usual arrangement, it's social justice in the name of bucks for Colin Kaepernick. Again, to understand what Colin Kaepernick is doing, I think what you first have to understand is that Colin Kaepernick's adoptive parents have basically stood behind him every step of the way, even when they disagreed with him. So there's pretty good evidence that his parents were not big on the kneeling protests, but it doesn't matter because apparently Teresa and Rick, his adoptive parents, wrote the following regarding the quarterback. Quote, Colin is carrying a heavy load. He's following a difficult path he truly believes in. He's putting his entire future and possibly his life on the line for those beliefs. As his parents, it pains us to read articles and tweets saying his family does not support him. This could not be further from the truth. We want people to know we are very proud of our son and admire his strength and courage in kneeling for the rights of others. Right, that's what they had to say when he was kneeling, even though there's fairly good evidence from sort of the inside that they were not in agreement with his generalized message. Of course, they stood by their son because he is, in fact, their son. Okay, and, of course, here is Colin Kaepernick with his mom, circa 2016, being very warm toward his mother on public. You don't see this sort of stuff anymore very often.
You have a family that you love, but you know you don't look like. And at a young age, you don't. I understood that was different. I didn't understand what that meant. So as I got older, it was something that developed, and as my identity developed and my place in society and my understanding of that developed, my parents and my family had to develop as well. And I think that's just been a constant journey for us, but it's been one that we've worked through, and we've always been very loving in the process. And, you know, I wouldn't do it with anybody else.
Okay, those last few lines are the key, right? Every teenager, every young adult experiences gaps with their parents. This is a normal part of aging into adulthood. But do you navigate that with love and with understanding, or do you write a graphic novel about how terrible your parents were because they once said something that you didn't like when you were 13 years old? By the way, again, there's a far cry from Colin Kaepernick circa 2013 when he was putting out Instagram messages congratulating his parents and actually saying quite nice things about them. Quote, happy anniversary to my parents. It amazes me that you've been together since you were 14 and married for 38 years now. I didn't ask the Lord for a perfect example, but he gave it to me anyways. I love you both with all my heart. That's when Colin Kaepernick was a good person. That is before the activists took over Colin Kaepernick's life. And again, there is something to this that is broader and deeper. You'll recall when Barack Obama, when he was running for president in 2008, the Jeremiah Wright scandal came out. The fact that the president of the United States, then senator from Illinois, that he sat in the pews of an overt racist and anti-Semite for literally 20 years and then named his book The Audacity of Hope after a speech given by Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Jeremiah Wright is a kook and a nut and a wild-eyed conspiracy theorist, and Barack Obama sat in his pews for literally 2 decades and apparently never noticed. It was all a surprise to him. And then he had to give a major speech, you recall, talking about why he had sat in the pews and making some excuses, quasi, for Jeremiah Wright. And there was one part of the speech where he went out of his way to slap the people who raised him, because if you remember Barack Obama's story, it's quasi-similar to Colin Kaepernick's in the sense that he had a father who did not raise him, black father who did not raise him, and he had a white mother. And then the people who actually raised him were his maternal grandparents. His maternal grandparents actually raised Barack Obama. And you'll recall, going all the way back to 2008 and 2008 race, Barack Obama made a statement in his speech where he said, "I can no more disown Jeremiah Wright than I can my white grandmother, a woman who helped raise me, a woman who sacrificed again and again for me, a woman who loves me as much as she loves anything in the world, but a woman who once confessed her fear of black men who passed her on the street and who on more than one occasion has uttered racial or ethnic stereotypes that made me cringe. And this basic notion that I am perfect and my parents are terrible, and that's an excuse for me to have made the overt choice as an adult to sit in the pews of Jeremiah Wright, is because my white grandmother, who spent all this time and effort on me, she actually, you know, she had some bad things about her. And those bad things about her, now that kind of makes her the same as me as an adult making bad decisions to opt into sitting in the pews of an overt racist and anti-Semite." That was Barack Obama's take in 2008. And in the end, it's all self-justificatory. That's all it is. It is Colin Kaepernick deciding that he has a thing to push, and the thing he has to push means that he can run roughshod over his parents. There is something really disgustingly perverse, again, about a culture that urges people to throw their parents under the bus. And when I say urges, I mean that this is like a real thing. If you go on TikTok these days, if you go on the TikToks with the youths, what you will find on TikTok is a bunch of videos, for example, of LGBTQ educators telling small children, "We will be your parents. Dissociate from your parents. Your parents want the worst for you. Your parents are going to be upset with you. Your parents don't like you. Don't navigate problems with your parents. Don't attempt to negotiate with your parents. Don't maybe listen to the wisdom of your parents. Maybe think that maybe they have something to teach you. Instead, what you really should do is you should rip on your parents. That is the most important thing. Just leave them. Stay away from your parents." Any movement that urges you to disrespect your parents and divide yourself off from your parents is a bad movement by definition. Use that as a rubric. Any movement that tells you that overt disrespect for your parents, as your parents, not disagreement, you're allowed to disagree with your parents, but overt disrespect, attempts to humiliate your parents unless they are full-on abusive, that any attempts to do that are good, and that you have sort of an added credibility in doing that, that is a bad movement, that is essentially a cult. You become a very cultic country and a very cultic civilization in which you are taken away from your father and mother by perverse ideologies, and you are morphed into a widget on behalf of those new ideologies. And it really is a sickness. And it is a great evil that has descended upon civilization when people take into their hearts the idea that your job as a human, part of your job, is to not only define yourself in contradistinction to your parents without taking any of their wisdom, but to overtly then attack the people who raised you. Something really bad about that. We'll get some more on this in just 1 second. First, if you have a family like I do, you have dependents, you need life insurance. Because God forbid you're walking down the street and suddenly an asteroid starts plummeting directly toward you from orbit. You're thinking to yourself, because you don't have time to get out of the way, "Man, I should have listened to Shapiro. I should have headed on over to PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. PolicyGenius has licensed agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance company, so you can trust them to find you the best fit. They don't have that incentive to recommend one insurer over another. There are no added fees. Your personal details will remain private. With PolicyGenius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $25 per month for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Your loved ones deserve that financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save today. Again, that's PolicyGenius.com, PolicyGenius.com, or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. Alrighty, coming up, Democrats on the Hill are attacking journalists in order to go after Elon Musk. Democracy dies in darkness. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
The steak experts at Omaha Steaks are helping you spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale. Grab all your favorites at 50% off, like tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, air-chilled chicken, and more. Plus, use promo code HOT at omahasteaks.com at checkout for an additional $30 off your order. Get fired up and spring into something special. But hurry, 50% off site-wide is only for a limited time. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use code HOT at checkout for an additional $30 off during their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the Democrats have decided that the media are the bad guys again. The press, they're bad. They have to be stopped. So the Republicans who just took over the House, they launched what was called a weaponization of the federal government subcommittee. It was a House Judiciary subcommittee. And the subcommittee is designed and aimed at uncovering the perversions that were pursued in the first years of the Biden administration and also in the last years of the Trump administration, actually, by big tech being pressured by, for example, the FBI in order to shut down particular messages. So Republicans hosted, as a couple of the witnesses, Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger. Both of them have been guests on the program. They're also the journalists who revealed some of the tranches of the Twitter files. Representative Jim Jordan led off by charging that the government built a cozy relationship with big tech and, of course, talked about the Hunter Biden story. And this led the Democrats not to suggest in bipartisan fashion, well, yeah, we probably shouldn't have the militarization of big tech on behalf of the government, which is what you would have expected to hear from the left during, for example, the Patriot Act era. If this hearing happens in 2006, probably the roles are reversed. But here you have the Democrats overtly attempting to violate basic rules of journalism, attack the journalists as enemies of the people. It really was an astonishing sight. So, for example, you had Texas Democrat Representative Sylvia Garcia demanding that these journalists, Taibbi and Schellenberger, expose that it was Elon Musk as the direct source for the Twitter files. Now, listen, obviously, Elon Musk had to be invested in revealing these tranches of files to these journalists because they got the files. They're from Twitter. Somebody from Musk's team or somebody around Musk. But the idea here is that when they, for the Democrats, that if Elon Musk gave the files, as we'll see, this is the line they pursue, if Elon Musk made these files public, then Elon Musk is the villain. Now, this falls very much in line with the idea that Kevin McCarthy is the villain for revealing 41,000 hours of footage of January 6th to Tucker Carlson. The problem isn't the coverage. The problem isn't the lack of transparency in the first place. The problem is the revelation. So here you have Sylvia Garcia attempting to cudgel these journalists into revealing their sources.
When was the first time that Mr. Musk approached you about writing the Twitter files?
Again, Congresswoman, that would...
I just need a date, sir.
But I can't give it to you, unfortunately, because this is a question of sourcing, and I don't give them. I'm
it's
a journalist. I don't reveal my
sources. It's a question of chronology. So you're not going to tell us when Musk first approached you?
Again, Congresswoman, you're asking me to asking your journalist to reveal
so
a source.
So then you consider Mr. Musk to be the direct source of all this?
No, now you're trying to get me to say that he is the source. I just can't answer your question.
If you're telling me you can't answer because it's your source, well, then that the only logical conclusion is that he is, in fact, your source.
Well, you're free to conclude that.
it's amazing. Like, under no other circumstance, if a Republican were doing this to a Democratic witness, the media would be all over it, right? The media would be telling you that this is a violation of First Amendment freedoms. This is an attack on the freedom of the press. But these attacks were nonstop yesterday during this hearing. Really astonishing stuff. So you had Representative Stacey Plaskett, who's a ranking member there from, I believe, the Virgin Islands, referring to Taibbi and Schellenberger as quote-unquote so-called journalists. Because real journalists are people who work for the Democrats, obviously.
This isn't just a matter of what data was given to these so-called journalists before us now. There are many legitimate questions about where Musk got the financing to buy Twitter.
Again, so-called journalists. So eventually, Taibbi had a chance to fire back. It was amazing. One of the things that's amazing about watching congressional hearings is watching how obnoxious and gross so many of our elected officials are. As we'll see when we get to Debbie Wasserman Schultz in a second, one of their favorite games is they say, I reclaim my time. So they won't ask the witness a question. They'll make an accusation, and then if the witness starts responding, I'm talking, sir, I'm talking. It's really terrible. Here is Taibbi after being called a so-called journalist.
Ranking Member Plaskett, I'm not a so-called journalist. I've won the National Magazine Award, the IF Stone Award for Independent Journalism, and I've written 10 books, including 4 New York Times bestsellers.
and there she is busily talking to her aide, of course. Then, of course, Plaskett didn't stop there. She accused these journalists of facilitating murder. Not kidding.
And following the Daily Mail's decision to publish where I live, ultimately I had to leave my home and sell it. Those are the consequences for this type of online harassment and speech.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not exaggerating when I say that you have called before you two witnesses who pose a direct threat to people who oppose them. It's funny when people have to go through that.
Crazy.
Exactly. This is unacceptable. I'm ready for it. I don't know if a lot of other people are, but just as it was unacceptable for Kevin McCarthy to provide 41,000 hours of sensitive security footage to a biased talking head in an effort to rewrite what happened on January 6th. This is a new Republican playbook, apparently. Risk American safety and security to score political points.
Yeah, so apparently the new Republican playbook or conservative playbook is reveal things. It's amazing how angry they are that a thing was revealed. Why? Because whenever the systems of power are threatened, they get very, very upset. If the transparency threatens you, you're the problem. If the transparency is the real threat to you, that is the real problem here. If you're a governmental, body, okay? We're not talking about your privacy as an individual citizen. We're not talking about somebody revealing your phone calls. We're not talking about somebody reading your diary. We're not talking about somebody going into your business files. We are talking about actual governmental influence on how these things work. And you as a governmental member are saying that the revelation to the public of information they are owed. So you're not owed the information about your neighbor. You're not owed the information about your neighbor's business. What you are owed is transparency into the things that you pay for. If you tax me using the power of the federal government and then use that federal government taxpayer money in order to cram down a particular vision of the universe via big tech, yes, that is relevant to me. Yes, it is relevant. 41,000 hours of footage that you would not reveal. That yesterday, Democratic Congress people said they were not even given access to. Only their staffers hired from like ABC were given access to it. It's an amazing, amazing thing. And I'm old enough to remember when people attacking the press the way Democrats were, that was a democracy dies in darkness moment. That was Donald Trump threatening First Amendment freedoms. That was the incipient authoritarianism and fascism. The attacks on Schellenberger and Taibbi yesterday were astonishing, and they didn't stop there. Alrighty, coming up, more from Democrats attacking journalists. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The groundhog saw his shadow, which means more winter weather woes for your vehicle. The good news is, Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive can repair those minor scratches and scrapes. And their experienced technicians can also perform major auto body repairs. Plus, Crossroads Auto Body Repair offers full body paint jobs. Crossroads Auto Body Repair. New name, same great service and location. 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political, global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Democrats have decided that they are going to attack journalists if those journalists worked with Elon Musk to reveal actual information pertinent to American citizens. This hearing continued, the subcommittee hearing on the weaponization of government. And just to prove that weaponization of government is not real, Democrats weaponized government against journalists. It seems to be a pretty good way to put this. The most egregious performer wasn't even Stacey Plaskett, who was awful yesterday. It was Debbie Wasserman Schultz, former head of the Democratic National Committee and still representative from Florida. She tried to claim yesterday that Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger are bad journalists because they make a living, which raises the question as to, don't journalists from other outlets make a living? Are we now to believe that the way that we gauge a journalist is whether they operate in the nonprofit space or whether they are poor? I'm confused. So if you run a story and people want to read the story, then apparently that's bad journalism. If you run a story and nobody reads the story, then that's good journalism. Like, there's no logic to this. This is just Wasserman Schultz trying to throw mud at a couple of journalists she doesn't like.
Elon Musk spoon-fed you his cherry-picked information, which you must have suspected promotes a slanted viewpoint, or at the very least generates another right-wing conspiracy theory. You violated your own standard, and you appear to have benefited from it. Before the release of emails in August of last year, you had 661,000 Twitter followers. After the Twitter files, your followers doubled, and now it's three times what it was last August. I imagine your Substack readership, which is a subscription, increased significantly because of the work that you did for Elon Musk. Now, I'm not asking you to put a dollar figure on it, but it's quite obvious that you've profited from the Twitter files. You hit the jackpot on that Vegas slot machine to which you referred.
This is so disgusting. It's so disgusting. So, in other words, the New York Times, which won Pulitzer Prizes on the basis of a bunch of reports about a Russian collusion scandal that did not exist. Do you think they gained subscribers based on that? You think? I think they probably did. In fact, I know they did because they reveal their subscriber statistics every so often. Do you think that when Democrats break a big story in the media about Republicans, that they make money off of that? I think they probably do. As it turns out, you know who's made an entire living off of like one story? Bob Woodward. Right? Bob Woodward has made an entire living off of one story that ran in the 1970s. Does that make him a bad journalist because he made money off of that story? It turns out that when people want to pay you to do things, that's typically a reminder that the story is kind of important, actually. It's a pretty good gauge of the market's interest in the things that you have to say. But according to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, if Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger are more famous now than they were before they revealed the story, this makes them bad, which is weird because it's been true of literally every journalist for literally all of human history, that you make more prominent splashes when you break bigger stories. But somebody, alarm, sound the alarm, guys. I mean, we've stumbled upon a corrupt relationship wherein journalists who break big stories become more famous. Somebody get Upton Sinclair on the phone. Please. So we need Ida Tarbell on the phone, right? Like, come on, this has been true forever. But here she is. They're bad. They're bad. We'll get some more on this in just 1 second. First, if you have a family like Ida, you have dependents, you need life insurance. Because God forbid you're walking down the street and suddenly an asteroid starts plummeting directly toward you from orbit. You're thinking to yourself, because you don't have time to get out of the way, man, I should have listened to Shapiro. I should have headed on over to PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. PolicyGenius has licensed agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance company, so you can trust them to find you the best fit. They don't have that incentive to recommend one insurer over another. There are no added fees. Your personal details will remain private. With PolicyGenius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $25 per month for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Your loved ones deserve that financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save today. Again, that's PolicyGenius.com, PolicyGenius.com, or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. one of my favorite things here is the fact that not only are the Democrats on this particular subcommittee really venal and attempting to attack the press in ways that, again, if Republicans did it, would be seen as full-scale attacks on the press. They also just happen to be unbelievably ignorant. So Sylvia Garcia, who we saw a moment ago being foolish, well, she is, her foolishness really knows very few bounds. My favorite part, I'm not sure which clip I like better here. We're going to play two, and then we're going to decide which one we like better. So the first one is where she is talking about how Matt Taibbi has a Substack. Now, for those who are not informed, a Substack is basically like a paid newsletter that you can access online. So if I have a Substack, I write a piece, you pay for a subscription, and I can read the piece. That's all a Substack is. She has no idea what it is. She doesn't even know what internet is. What is internet? What is this thing that you type on? Is it a computer? How is it pronounced? Here is a honest-to-God representative in the United States Congress.
Yet you yourself posted on your I guess it's kind of like a web page. I don't quite understand what Substack is, but.
Well, yeah, I guess you can admit that out loud. That wasn't her. You know, honestly, this next one's the best. This is where she implies that Matt Taibbi, Michael Schellenberger, and Barry Weiss, who is a lesbian married woman, are in a threesome. Yep. This is the thing that happened in Congress yesterday. The best part of this clip is Taibbi and Schellenberger's reactions. They're like, oh, what did you, what now?
In your discussion, in your answer, you also said that you were invited by a friend, Barry Weiss.
My friend, Barry Weiss.
So this friend works for Twitter, or what is her?
She's a journalist.
Sir, I didn't ask you a question. I'm now asking Mr. Schellenberger a question. Please,
yes, ma'am. Barry Weiss is a journalist.
I'm sorry, sir?
She's a journalist.
She's a journalist. So you work in concert with her?
Yeah.
Do you know when she first was contacted by Mr. Musk?
I don't know.
You don't know. So you're in this as a threesome?
There was many more people involved than that.
It was a journalistic orgy. There were so many people involved. It was like Eyes Wide Shut of journalism. Oh, my gosh. Good stuff there from our elected Congress people. They are the best and the brightest, and probably we should not have any journalistic oversight of them. Probably we should be giving them unfettered power because they are, in fact, the experts on policy. Speaking of people who apparently should be trusted on policy, the Podesta family continues to rake it in from the Chinese. It is the corrupt relationship between the Biden administration and China continues apace. So Hunter Biden obviously was picking up bags of Chinese cash while his vice president father was squiring him around on Air Force Two and all the rest. And we're supposed to ignore that. We're supposed to ignore the 10% for the big guy emails. We're supposed to pretend none of that existed. None of that implicates Joe in any way. We're supposed to pretend that it means nothing, that the Penn Biden Center for Chinese Grift was taking in a lot of money, as it turns out, from the Chinese government, allegedly. Well, now we're supposed to ignore the fact that TikTok, which is a Chinese front organization, right? TikTok is an organization that is pretty obviously run by the Chinese government via a bunch of proxies, and they are gathering information on you. And every time they try to show they're not doing that, they tend to show that they are doing that. Well, now, according to Politico, they've hired top Biden-connected consulting firm SKDK as it faces increasing scrutiny in Washington, according to two people, including one with direct knowledge of the hire. The public affairs and political consulting firm is providing communications support to the company, which has come under government scrutiny, with senators recently introducing a bipartisan bill empowering Biden to restrict or potentially ban the service. SKDK is seen as the most well-connected Democratic firm in Washington, with former top employees in senior and mid-level roles in the Biden administration. So, for example, Anita Dunn is a founding partner. She returned to the White House last May. She is a senior advisor after a stint in the early part of the Biden administration. Other former SKDK employees in the Biden administration include Deputy White House Communications Directors Kate Berner and Herbie Zeskin, Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh, Interior Department Press Secretary Tyler Cherry. So that's weird. I wonder why TikTok would be hiring people with deep-seated Democratic connections. SKDK happens to be like one of the most obviously Democratic lobbying firms in America. That really shouldn't be a surprise, given the fact that, for example, it was Huawei that paid Tony Podesta, John Podesta's brother. John Podesta served in the early days of the Biden administration as the, sort of their helicopter money guy on green projects. Tony was paid $500,000 to lobby the White House on behalf of Huawei, which was the Chinese tech giant that is on the U.S. trade blacklist because they've been stealing American technology for development of the next stage of the internet, like Internet 3.0 or whatever it is. So yeah, the Chinese connections to the Democratic Party and its most favored players runs incredibly deep. Get some more on this in just 1 second. First, folks, if you own a small business, you know the value of time. So does Innovation Refunds. That's why they've made it easy, no matter how busy you are, to apply for the Employee Retention Credit. That's ERC. Go to GetRefunds.com to get started. In less than 8 minutes, you can see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Your business might be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. In other words, you may have overpaid your taxes. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC. They might be able to help your business as well. There's no upfront charge either. They're not going to get paid until the business gets its refund, so you really have nothing to lose. And until you get money, they're not going to see it on. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based on incomplete or outdated information. Don't let this opportunity pass you by, because the payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. Again, that's GetRefunds.com, G-E-T-R-E-F-U-N-D-S.com. It's been a rough several years for the economy. If you're a business owner, you've had to ride out that wave from the COVID lockdowns to the inflation of Joe Biden's era to the stagnation that's about to come. It's a rough time for everybody. This is why you should check out GetRefunds.com right now. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. All righty, coming up, Joe Biden is providing a budget blueprint for $7 trillion. This is Ben Shapiro Show.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Thule. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me, because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Five.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden has a new proposed budget in which he proposes to spend all of the money. It involves $6.9 trillion of spending. $6.9 trillion of spending. He says, by the way, that it's going to reduce the deficit. The way he says it's going to reduce the deficit is he's going to radically increase taxes. He would make the tax rate on wealthy Americans the highest since the 1980s. He'd raise the overall tax rate to about 44% on the people who earn the most income in the United States, which is an extraordinary amount of money, especially if you are living in a place like California or New York that also has a high state tax. In California, the highest rate of state tax, which is 12, I think it's 12% now. Add that on top, and you could be theoretically paying 56% of your incremental income to the federal government, which for California and the federal government might mean any dollar you make over $400,000 in a place like California. That means that you make 44 cents on every one of those. That can't hurt the economy at all. That'll be fine. That'll be fine. We'll just siphon off all the money from the people who actually reinvest that money in goods and services at the highest rate. That's exactly what we will do. Genius level stuff here from the Biden administration. So what exactly is in this budget blueprint? Well, again, the budget outline calls for Congress to approve $1.7 trillion in discretionary federal spending next year, including $885 billion for defense and $809 billion for non-defense and veterans health programs. The overall budget would cost $6.9 trillion. That's an increase over the roughly $6.4 trillion the administration expects the federal government to spend in 2023. Then they say, don't worry, because we're going to cut deficits by $3 trillion over the next decade. Now, understand, when they say cut deficits, they don't mean cut the debt. What they mean is that future growth of deficits will be slightly lower than it overall would be. So, for example, this is a chart from the Washington Post showing what the budget deficit would look like under the current projection by the Biden administration and what it would look like with the president's budget. As you will note, the budget deficit, this year on year budget deficit, is still extraordinary with the president's budget. And so, again, if you can't see this chart, what it shows you is year on year what the deficit would be. And essentially, with the president's budget, it means that until 2033 or 2034, according to this particular outline, even including Joe Biden's budget, because he's just going to keep spending until the end of time, right? That's what his budget assumes. Unlimited spending forever. The suggestion is that we are going to have a budget deficit of at least $1.5 trillion every year from now all the way until 2034, by which point the budget deficit will actually be $2 trillion. And he's saying that that's reducing the deficit because the projected deficit before the president's budget would be like slightly higher, like somewhat slightly a few $100 billion higher per year. But the president is going to tax the living crap out of all of you and spend unlimited amounts of money. And then he's going to claim that he's a deficit reducer. It's just the biggest lie in American politics. This guy gives a damn about bringing together the amount of money we are spending and the amount of money that we are bringing into the federal government. Nobody wants to balance the budget, not on the right, no one on the left. The difference is that the left wants to spend unlimited and copious amounts of money while siphoning an incredible amount of money out of the American economy in order to pay for their idiotic schemes, which is really what this is. A lot of their schemes are lies. The White House says the budget will outline a plan requiring insurance companies that run Medicaid-managed care programs pay back Medicaid if the companies charge more than the cost of patient care, which, of course, undermines the actual way that the healthcare system runs. They're just trying to grab money out of that and pretend that that has no impact on anything, which, of course, is not how any of these programs actually work. Also, Biden wants to empower Medicare to negotiate how much it pays for certain high-priced prescription drugs, which means that either R&D stops in the United States, or it means that everybody stops taking Medicare, or it means that the entire private industry is now has to bear the burden of the high cost, which then is used by the federal government as an excuse for more government regulation. Make things more expensive and more difficult, and then the federal government says, now that we've made things more expensive and more difficult, we need to come in and fix the problem. So this is their plan. They also plan to expand spending on climate. Great. And that's definitely what we need. Mitt Romney says, this is not going to happen. Obviously, he knows that. Republicans are not going to sign up for raising taxes. His budget would reprise a series of tax increases the administration couldn't get through the last Congress, which was controlled by Democrats. So you'll notice that he didn't propose a lot of these things when Democrats were actually in charge, because that would have meant the Democrats rejected it. So he's putting this up there so Republicans will knock it down, and then he can claim that it's they're doing tax cuts for the wealthy or whatever his nonsense pitch is. Again, this budget is ridiculous. Biden is proposing raising the top individual tax rate to 37% to 39.6%, raising the corporate tax rate to 28% from 21%, which is insane. That's an insanely high corporate tax rate, because remember, that means that your corporation gets taxed at 28% before it pays you. Then it pays you, and then you get taxed at a higher rate. He also wants to tax top earners' capital gains at a higher rate and increase taxes on U.S. companies' foreign profits to 21% from 10.5%, because no one will take advantage of that. He called to extend some of the Trump tax cuts. Remember those Trump tax cuts that supposedly benefited only the wealthy? He wants to now extend them, so it shows that he was lying about that in the first place. He also wants to raise existing taxes on wages, self-employment income, and investment to 5% from 3.8%, and then expand those taxes to cover active business income. And he wants a 15% budget increase to the IRS. Okay, none of this stuff is going to pass. And none of this is going to solve any of the underlying problems with the massive social spending that we have been doing, these huge mandatory spending programs that we put in place and that will bankrupt the country. He's not actually going to be able to get any of this through. It's all about posturing, that he is capable of providing you everything in the middle of a massive inflationary cycle that's about to collapse into a stagnation, an economic stagnation cycle. Joe Biden yesterday talked about increasing his budget.
And the world's getting a hell of a lot more complicated. So I've increased my budget. We increase it now, as I said, we're paying another $820 to help people from families with low incomes.
Oh, so the world is getting more complicated, so we spend more money. And then the world gets more complicated, so we spend more money. And then it gets a little more complicated, so we spend more money. So if the world got simpler, would you spend less money? And what would you define as the world getting simpler at this point? I mean, he himself is simple. My favorite quote from Joe Biden yesterday is he admitted that he has been around for 400 years.
And I can honestly say I have never been more optimistic about America's future than I am today. I mean that sincerely. As you can tell, I've only been around a few years, like 400.
You know, honestly, that's the most charming thing Joe Biden has said since at least 1812. So that's good for him for acknowledging the simple fact of the matter. Well, look, Joe Biden also, he just has to lie on everything. So yesterday, he also suggested that Republicans want to defund the police so he can run away from his own crime record. It's all just a bag of garbage, and that's why he's not running very well in the polls. He's still at the low 40s.
MAGA Republicans are calling for defunding the police departments and defunding the FBI now. That's a good one. I like that one. Well, guess what? And they refuse to provide funding that's going to keep communities safe and secure.
So now Republicans are the ones who are into defunding the police, which is weird because your DOJ literally is cramming consent decrees down on major American city police departments everywhere. And you yourself had to allow the federal government to re-seize control over crime policy in the District of Columbia, which is run by Democrats. Like, Joe Biden is insanely vulnerable right now. If you look at Joe Biden's approval ratings, his approval ratings remain absolutely stagnant. They are not, for all the talk about Joe Biden being just amazing and people loving Joe Biden, this is not true. There is no evidence whatsoever that people love Joe Biden. It's just that there hasn't been an election lately. So that means that Joe Biden continues to maintain the presidency, but his approval ratings are, like, according to the Real Clear Politics polling average, they're the highest they've been in about a year, 2 years maybe, which means that they're at 44%. This is not a dude who is riding particularly high, and it's going to get a lot worse for him as time goes on because the economic consequences of his own bad policies have not yet come home to roost, which means that he's vulnerable, which raises the question of what's going to happen on the other side of the aisle. So we move over to the 2024 Republican candidates. The big story that Democrats are glomming onto today is this notion that Donald Trump is about to be criminally charged in Manhattan. According to the New York Times, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office recently signaled to Trump's lawyers he could face criminal charges for his role in the payment of hush money to Stormy Daniels, the strongest indication yet that prosecutors are nearing an indictment of the former president, according to four people with knowledge of the matter. Now, again, all of this sounds like Lucy with the football. How many times have we heard before that they're on the verge of getting Trump? They're going to get him this time. Now's the time they arrest him and they drag him off. That they're going to call the chief marshal of the Supreme Court. He's going to drag him away and they're going to frog march that guy. Sure. According to the New York Times, the prosecutors offered Trump the chance to testify next week before the grand jury that has been hearing evidence in the potential case. Such offers almost always indicate that an indictment is close. In New York, potential defendants have the right to answer questions in the grand jury before indictment. So this apparently this particular case is about a $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels, who said she had an affair with Trump. The payment was made in the final days of the 2016 presidential campaign by Michael Cohen, who is Trump's former fixer, who was later reimbursed by Trump from the White House. Cohen, who has long said that Trump directed him to pay Daniels to keep her quiet, is expected to testify. The basic idea here is that he violated campaign finance law. So this is like an Al Capone thing. Oh, we hate you for all these other reasons, but it's really that you violated the campaign finance law. Sure. You know, wake me when you actually do something, guys. Your desperate attempts to prosecute the former president So far, they've come to naught, and every time you suggest that you've got the guy, not even close, it turns out. It turns out that you're fabricating stuff, or you're exaggerating stuff, or you're pretending that he's a grand threat to national security when he's not. All of the Mar-a-Lago classified documents, and then it turns out that Joe Biden has a bunch in his basement and in his garage. The media love this sort of stuff because it allows them to sell newspapers, but it ain't real until it's real. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. House lawmakers want information about the origins of COVID-19 to be released. No lawmakers voted against it after it cleared the Democratic-controlled Senate. The director of national intelligence would be required to declassify the origins should Biden sign off on it. Northern California is dealing with the impacts from the first atmospheric river and a series of them to hit Northern California. According to state officials, at least two people have been confirmed dead during the storms. 9,400 are under evacuation orders. Sexual assault reports are on the increase at U.S. military academies. Correspondent Norman Hall has more.
The Associated Press has learned that reported sexual assaults at U.S. military academies increased substantially during the 2021-22 school year. One in five female students told an anonymous survey that they had experienced unwanted sexual contact. U.S. officials said student-reported assaults at the Army, Navy, and Air Force academies jumped 18% overall compared with the previous year. A student survey accompanying the report found increases in all types of unwanted sexual contact, from touching to rape, at all of the schools. The military services and the academies have struggled for years to combat sexual assault and harassment with little success. Norman Hall, Washington.
A major tech lender is out of business, shut down by the feds. The FDIC is taking control of California's Silicon Valley Bank after stock trades were stopped again over fears of the bank's liquidity. Regulators say they're now going to protect insured deposits. This is people lined up outside to get their money. The bank's been a solid institution for tech startups for decades, but a major venture capital firm this week advised clients to take their money out. That caused the bank's value to free fall and spread panic. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everyone is talking about Jesus' revolution. Witness the untold origin story.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope, and it's spreading.
Of the last spiritual awakening in American history.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Jesus' Revolution, starring Jonathan Rumi and Kelsey Grammer. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Jesus' Revolution, only in theaters, now.
My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Alaska has the shakes.
Not one, but two volcanoes on the same island in Alaska's Aleutian Chain were showing signs of unrest on Friday, rocked by seismic activity. Elevated earthquake activity at both Tanaga and Takawanga volcanoes on uninhabited Tanaga Island, hundreds of miles from Anchorage, could indicate a possible eruption. The Alaska Volcano Observatory says if an eruption were to occur, it's uncertain at this point which volcano it would come from. The observatory raised the alert level for both. The quakes were happening about every minute or two, and some measured at magnitude 3.0. Keith Peters reporting.
Three Texas women are being sued for wrongful death after helping a woman get an abortion. It's the first such lawsuit brought since Roe v. Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court. It was filed by a man whose ex-wife terminated her pregnancy last year. Her friends bought her abortion-inducing medication in Houston. News and analysis at townhall.com. China's Xi Jinping given another term as president, as we hear from correspondent Ben Thomas.
The ceremonial National People's Congress awarded Xi his third five-year term with a vote of 2,952 to zero. The outcome was a foregone conclusion for a leader who has sidelined potential challengers and filled the top ranks of the Communist Party with his supporters since taking power in 2012. In October, Xi broke with tradition and had himself named to a third five-year term as party leader. The presidency had a two-term limit, but that was deleted from the Chinese constitution earlier. All of it seen as an indication Xi Jinping plans to stay in power for life. I'm Ben Thomas.
A shooting at a Jehovah Witness worship hall in Hamburg, Germany, was carried out by a former church member. Six were killed, eight were injured. Authorities say they were warned about the shooter, but didn't have time to take possession of his weapon. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. All right, so Colin Kaepernick, according to our mainstream legacy media, he's one of the great victims of our society. Sure, he was a formerly successful quarterback who then started to not be very good, and then he got benched, and then he decided, after being benched, that America was a terrible racist place, and he started kneeling on the sidelines in order to protest supposed police brutality, and he became a cause celeb because he couldn't latch on with any other team despite the NFL doing its very best to try and force another team to take him. And then he ended up on the cover of multiple Sports Illustrateds, and he ended up with a giant deal from Nike talking about how you have to kneel for something so that you'll stand for something and all the rest of this stuff. He made millions of dollars off of being a racial protester. Well, now Colin Kaepernick has gone one step further, and it is emblematic of where we are in American society, what Colin Kaepernick has now done. Essentially, all victimology turns into, at a certain point, being Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. All victimology turns into it. It turns into disrespect for your parents, disrespect for the past, an attempt to separate off from your parents, from the past, to rip everyone who came before you, to make yourself the only pure human being. So the reason this is relevant is because yesterday, Colin Kaepernick decided that he was going to just start crapping publicly on his white adoptive parents. To understand how perverse this is, you have to understand that Colin Kaepernick was, again, adopted. He was born of apparently a Black American, whose identity remains unknown to this day, that is his birth father, and a 19-year-old white woman from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, named Heidi Russo. And his mom, to her great credit, had the baby, and then also to her credit, put the baby up for adoption. And he was adopted, was Colin Kaepernick, by a white couple named Rick and Teresa Kaepernick. And the couple already had a couple of biological children, and the reason they decided to adopt Colin is because they had lost two other sons to heart defects, apparently. And his parents guided him through youth. He had a pretty nice background, pretty privileged background, economically speaking. He ended up playing sports and, of course, all the rest. Well, now Colin Kaepernick has decided that his parents are perpetuating racism. His parents are bad. The utter ingratitude and soul sickness that has to be attendant on you, the child of an adoptive couple, who made you successful, who gave you opportunity, who brought you into a new world where you were able to thrive, flourish, become an NFL player, which is, by the way, not an inexpensive thing. Okay, to actually end up playing in the NFL, that usually requires that you go out and become part of a league. It requires that your parents travel for you. It requires all sorts of sacrifices that your parents made, aside from the normal parenting sacrifices, which, again, adoptive parents make heroic sacrifices to even take someone else's child and raise that child as their own. Adoption is an act of tremendous charity. To then turn around and crap on your own parents publicly on CBS is one of the great acts of ingratitude, honestly, I've seen. except that it's mirrored by so many people in our society who basically say that all of the traditions of the past are bad, all of the wisdom of their grandparents are bad, their parents are stupid, their grandparents are stupid, all of society is stupid, and they are the only good ones. It's an ungrateful, spoiled, rather disgusting generation that looks to its own parents and violates one of the fundamental bases of, I think, all human civilization: honor your father and mother. And the Ten Commandments says honor your father and mother for a very good reason. Because peoples that tend to honor their ancestors are also people who have a future. Peoples that do not honor their ancestors as a traditional matter tend not to have a future at all. And that's particularly true, again, when you've been given pretty much everything by your adoptive parents. So here is Colin Kaepernick, who's been out of the headlines for a while. You remember that he was asked by the NFL to do a workout for a bunch of other teams, and he didn't even show up to the workout. And then every so often he releases a video of himself throwing a football, and he's like, why won't someone pick me up? Here he was on CBS Chicago talking about how he had a problematic household. He has an upcoming graphic novel titled Change the Game. This comes after his pathetic Anna DuVernay directed or produced documentary on Netflix in which he likened going to the NFL Combine to an actual slave auction. Because as we all know, during a slave auction, the slaves ended up being employed to the tune of millions of dollars and made into national heroes, the slaves, right? I mean, it's exactly the same. The NFL Combine, slave auction, if you actually watch the clip from Netflix, that's exactly what it is. He literally morphs an image from the NFL Combine into an image from the slave auction. That's who Colin Kaepernick is. The most graceless, non-victimized victim of all time, except again for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who are an actual prince and princess claiming victimhood. And so he went on CBS Mornings to promote his crappy new graphic novel. Here's what he said.
Growing up, I was a pretty introverted person. I hope it's true to form, mm-hmm. and that's just kind of how I navigate the world.
It's his true high school coming-of-age story, his journey embracing his blackness, despite resistance from many, including his white adoptive parents.
I know my parents love me, but there were still very problematic things that I went through. I think it was important to show that, no, this can happen in your own home and how we move forward collectively while addressing the racism that is being perpetuated.
He's getting what roles, his mom asked?
Oh, your hair's not professional. Oh, you look like a little thug.
Your mom become. Said that to you.
Yeah. And those become spaces where it's like, okay, how do I navigate this situation now? But it also has informed why I have my hair long today.
So his mother is apparently a terrible person because she told him that he shouldn't wear his hair like Allen Iverson in the impression that people might have a bad impression of him. So he's now writing graphic novels about how terrible his own parents are, and then he's going on national television to publicize how terrible his parents are. And again, this is Colin Kaepernick is a stand-in for an entire generation of people who think this way about their parents. An entire ideology that suggests that this is really what we should do, is we should dissociate from our own parents and we should rip our own parents publicly. It's not unique to Colin Kaepernick, as we'll get to in a second. It also happens to be an absolutely obvious profit-seeking move from Colin Kaepernick. As per usual arrangement, it's social justice in the name of bucks for Colin Kaepernick. Again, to understand what Colin Kaepernick is doing, I think what you first have to understand is that Colin Kaepernick's adoptive parents have basically stood behind him every step of the way, even when they disagreed with him. So there's pretty good evidence that his parents were not big on the kneeling protests, but it doesn't matter because apparently Teresa and Rick, his adoptive parents, wrote the following regarding the quarterback. Quote, Colin is carrying a heavy load. He is following a difficult path he truly believes in. He is putting his entire future and possibly his life on the line for those beliefs. As his parents, it pains us to read articles and tweets saying his family does not support him. This could not be further from the truth. We want people to know we are very proud of our son and admire his strength and courage in kneeling for the rights of others. Right, that's what they had to say when he was kneeling, even though there's fairly good evidence from sort of the inside that they were not in agreement with his generalized message. Of course, they stood by their son because he is, in fact, their son. Hey, and, of course, here is Colin Kaepernick with his mom, circa 2016, being very warm toward his mother on public. You don't see this sort of stuff anymore very often.
You have a family that you love, but you know you don't look like. And at a young age, I understood that I was different. I didn't understand what that meant. So as I got older, it was something that developed, and as my identity developed and my place in society and my understanding of that developed, my parents and my family had to develop as well. And I think that's just been a constant journey for us. But it's been one that we've worked through them. We've always been very loving in the process. And, you know, I wouldn't do it with anybody else.
Okay, those last few lines are the key, right? Every teenager, every young adult experiences gaps with their parents. This is a normal part of aging into adulthood. But do you navigate that with love and with understanding, or do you write a graphic novel about how terrible your parents were because they once said something that you didn't like when you were 13 years old? By the way, again, there's a far cry from Colin Kaepernick circa 2013 when he was putting out Instagram messages congratulating his parents and actually saying quite nice things about them. Quote, happy anniversary to my parents. It amazes me that you've been together since you were 14 and married for 38 years now. I didn't ask the Lord for a perfect example, but he gave it to me anyways. I love you both with all my heart. That's when Colin Kaepernick was a good person. That is before the activists took over Colin Kaepernick's life. And again, there is something to this that is broader and deeper. You'll recall when Barack Obama, when he was running for president in 2008, the Jeremiah Wright scandal came out. The fact that the president of the United States, then senator from Illinois, that he sat in the pews of an overt racist and anti-Semite for literally 20 years and then named his book The Audacity of Hope after a speech given by Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Jeremiah Wright is a kook and a nut and a wild-eyed conspiracy theorist, and Barack Obama sat in his pews for literally two decades and apparently never noticed. It was all a surprise to him. And then he had to give a major speech, you recall, talking about why he had sat in the pews and making some excuses quasi for Jeremiah Wright. And there was one part of the speech where he went out of his way to slap the people who raised him. Because if you remember Barack Obama's story, it's quasi similar to Colin Kaepernick's in the sense that he had a father who did not raise him, black father who did not raise him, and he had a white mother. And then the people who actually raised him were his maternal grandparents. His maternal grandparents actually raised Barack Obama. And you'll recall going all the way back to 2008 and 2008 race, Barack Obama made a statement in his speech where he said, I can no more disown Jeremiah Wright than I can my white grandmother. A woman who helped raise me, a woman who sacrificed again and again for me, a woman who loves me as much as she loves anything in the world, but a woman who once confessed her fear of black men, who passed her on the street, and who on more than one occasion has uttered racial or ethnic stereotypes that made me cringe. And this basic notion that I am perfect and my parents are terrible, and that's an excuse for me to have made the overt choice as an adult to sit in the pews of Jeremiah Wright, is because my white grandmother, who spent all this time and effort on me, she actually, you know, she had some bad things about her. And those bad things about her, now that kind of makes her the same as me as an adult making bad decisions to opt into sitting in the pews of an overt racist and anti-Semite. That was Barack Obama's take in 2008. And in the end, it's all self-justificatory. That's all it is. It is Colin Kaepernick deciding that he has a thing to push. And the thing he has to push means that he can run roughshod over his parents. There is something really disgustingly perverse, again, about a culture that urges people to throw their parents under the bus. And when I say urges, I mean that this is like a real thing. If you go on TikTok these days, if you go on the TikToks with the youths, what you will find on TikTok is a bunch of videos, for example, of LGBTQ educators telling small children, we will be your parents. Dissociate from your parents. Your parents want the worst for you. Your parents are going to be upset with you. Your parents don't like you. Don't navigate problems with your parents. Don't attempt to negotiate with your parents. Don't maybe listen to the wisdom of your parents. Maybe think that maybe they have something to teach you. Instead, what you really should do is you should rip on your parents. That is the most important thing. Just leave them. Stay away from your parents. Any movement that urges you to disrespect your parents and divide yourself off from your parents is a bad movement by definition. Use that as a rubric. Any movement that tells you that overt disrespect for your parents, as your parents, not disagreement, you're allowed to disagree with your parents, but overt disrespect attempts to humiliate your parents unless they are full-on abusive, that any attempts to do that are good and that you have sort of an added credibility in doing that, that is a bad movement, that is essentially a cult. You become a very cultic country and a very cultic civilization in which you are taken away from your father and mother by perverse ideologies and you're morphed into a widget on behalf of those new ideologies. And it really is a sickness. And it is a great evil that has descended upon civilization when people take into their hearts the idea that your job as a human, part of your job, is to not only define yourself in contradistinction to your parents without taking any of their wisdom, but to overtly then attack the people who raised you. Something really bad about that. We'll get some more on this in just one second. First, if you have a family like I do, you have dependents, you need life insurance. Because God forbid you're walking down the street and suddenly an asteroid starts plummeting directly toward you from orbit. You're thinking to yourself, because you don't have time to get out of the way, man, I should have listened to Shapiro. I should have headed on over to PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. Policy Genius has licensed agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance company, so you can trust them to find you the best fit. They don't have that incentive to recommend one insurer over another. There are no added fees. Your personal details will remain private. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $25 per month for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Your loved ones deserve that financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save today. Again, that's PolicyGenius.com, PolicyGenius.com, or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. Alrighty, coming up, Democrats on the Hill are attacking journalists in order to go after Elon Musk. Democracy dies in darkness. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
The groundhog saw his shadow, which means more winter weather woes for your vehicle. The good news is, Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive can repair those minor scratches and scrapes. And their experienced technicians can also perform major auto body repairs. Plus, Crossroads Auto Body Repair offers full body paint jobs. Crossroads Auto Body Repair. New name, same great service and location. 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the Democrats have decided that the media are the bad guys again. The press, they're bad. They have to be stopped. So the Republicans who just took over the House, they launched what was called a weaponization of the federal government subcommittee. It was a House Judiciary subcommittee. And the subcommittee is designed and aimed at uncovering the perversions that were pursued in the first years of the Biden administration and also in the last years of the Trump administration, actually, by big tech, being pressured by, for example, the FBI in order to shut down particular messages. So Republicans hosted, as a couple of the witnesses, Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger. Both of them have been guests on the program. They're also the journalists who revealed some of the tranches of the Twitter files. Representative Jim Jordan led off by charging that the government built a cozy relationship with big tech and, of course, talked about the Hunter Biden story. And this led the Democrats not to suggest in bipartisan fashion, well, yeah, we probably shouldn't have the militarization of big tech on behalf of the government, which is what you would have expected to hear from the left during, for example, the Patriot Act era. If this hearing happens in 2006, probably the roles are reversed. But here you have the Democrats overtly attempting to violate basic rules of journalism, attack the journalists as enemies of the people. It really was an astonishing sight. So, for example, you had Texas Democrat Representative Sylvia Garcia demanding that these journalists, Taibbi and Schellenberger, expose that it was Elon Musk as the direct source for the Twitter files. Now, listen, obviously, Elon Musk had to be invested in revealing these tranches of files to these journalists because they got the files. They're from Twitter. Somebody from Musk's team or somebody around Musk. But the idea here is that if Elon Musk gave the files, as we'll see, this is the line they pursue. If Elon Musk made these files public, then Elon Musk is the villain. Now, this falls very much in line with the idea that Kevin McCarthy is the villain for revealing 41,000 hours of footage of January 6th to Tucker Carlson. The problem isn't the coverage. The problem isn't the lack of transparency in the first place. The problem is the revelation. So here you have Sylvia Garcia attempting to cudgel these journalists into revealing their sources.
When was the first time that Mr. Musk approached you about writing the Twitter files?
Again, Congresswoman, that would...
I just need a date, sir.
But I can't give it to you, unfortunately, because this is a question of sourcing, and I don't give up. I'm
a
journalist. I don't reveal my
sources. It's a question of chronology. So you're not going to tell us when Musk first approached you?
Again, Congresswoman, you're asking a journalist to reveal a source.
So then you consider Mr. Musk to be the direct source of all this?
No, now you're trying to get me to say that he is the source. I just can't answer your question.
If you're telling me you can't answer because it's your source, well, then that the only logical conclusion is that he is, in fact, your source.
Well, you're free to conclude that.
it's amazing. Like, under no other circumstance, if a Republican were doing this to a Democratic witness, the media would be all over it, right? The media would be telling you that this is a violation of First Amendment freedoms. This is an attack on the freedom of the press. But these attacks were nonstop yesterday during this hearing. Really astonishing stuff. So you had Representative Stacey Plaskett, who's a ranking member there from, I believe, the Virgin Islands, referring to Taibbi and Schellenberger as quote-unquote so-called journalists. Because real journalists are people who work for the Democrats, obviously.
This isn't just a matter of what data was given to these so-called journalists before us now. There are many legitimate questions about where Musk got the financing to buy Twitter.
Again, so-called journalists. So eventually, Taibbi had a chance to fire back. It was amazing. One of the things that's amazing about watching congressional hearings is watching how obnoxious and gross so many of our elected officials are. As we'll see, when we get to Debbie Wasserman Schultz in a second, one of their favorite games is they say, I reclaim my time. So they won't ask the witness a question. They'll make an accusation, and then if the witness starts to say, I'm talking, sir, I'm talking. It's really terrible. Here is Taibbi after being called a so-called journalist.
Ranking Member Plaskett, I'm not a so-called journalist. I've won the National Magazine Award, the I.F. Stone Award for Independent Journalism, and I've written 10 books, including 4 New York Times bestsellers.
and there she is, busily talking to her aide, of course. Then, of course, Plaskett didn't stop there. She accused these journalists of facilitating murder. Not kidding.
And following the Daily Mail's decision to publish where I live, ultimately I had to leave my home and sell it. Those are the consequences for this type of online harassment and speech.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not exaggerating when I say that you have called before you 2 witnesses who pose a direct threat to people who oppose them. It's funny when people have to go through that. Exactly. This is unacceptable. I'm ready for it. I don't know if a lot of other people are, but just as it was unacceptable for Kevin McCarthy to provide 41,000 hours of sensitive security footage to a biased talking head in an effort to rewrite what happened on January 6th. This is a new Republican playbook, apparently. Risk American safety and security to score political points.
Yeah, so apparently the new Republican playbook or conservative playbook is reveal things. It's amazing how angry they are that a thing was revealed. Why? Because whenever the systems of power are threatened, they get very, very upset. If the transparency threatens you, you're the problem. If the transparency is the real threat to you, That is the real problem here. If you're a governmental, you're a governmental body, okay? We're not talking about your privacy as an individual citizen. We're not talking about somebody revealing your phone calls. We're not talking about somebody reading your diary. We're not talking about somebody going into your business files. We are talking about actual governmental influence on how these things work. And you, as a governmental member, are saying that the revelations to the public of information they are owed. You're not owed the information about your neighbor. You're not owed the information about your neighbor's business. What you are owed is transparency into the things that you pay for. If you tax me using the power of the federal government and then use that federal government taxpayer money in order to cram down a particular vision of the universe via big tech, yes, that is relevant to me. Yes, it is relevant. 41,000 hours of footage that you would not reveal, that yesterday Democratic Congress people said they were not even given access to. Only their staffers hired from like ABC were given access to it. It's an amazing, amazing thing. And I'm old enough to remember when people attacking the press the way Democrats were, that was a democracy dies in darkness moment. That was Donald Trump threatening First Amendment freedoms. That was the incipient authoritarianism and fascism. The attacks on Schellenberger and Taibbi yesterday were astonishing, and they didn't stop there. Alrighty, coming up, more from Democrats attacking journalists. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
A
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Democrats have decided that they are going to attack journalists if those journalists worked with Elon Musk to reveal actual information pertinent to American citizens. This hearing continued, the subcommittee hearing on the weaponization of government. And just to prove that weaponization of government is not real, Democrats weaponized government against journalists. It seems to be a pretty good way to put this. The most egregious performer wasn't even Stacey Plaskett, who was awful yesterday. It was Debbie Wasserman Schultz, former head of the Democratic National Committee and still representative from Florida. She tried to claim yesterday that Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger are bad journalists because they make a living, which raises the question as to, don't journalists from other outlets make a living? Are we now to believe that the way that we gauge a journalist is whether they operate in the nonprofit space or whether they are poor? I'm confused. So if you run a story and people want to read the story, then apparently that's bad journalism. If you run a story and nobody reads the story, then that's good journalism. Like, there's no logic to this. This is just Wasserman Schultz trying to throw mud at a couple of journalists she doesn't like.
Elon Musk spoon-fed you his cherry-picked information, which you must have suspected promotes a slanted viewpoint or at the very least generates another right-wing conspiracy theory. You violated your own standard, and you appear to have benefited from it. Before the release of emails in August of last year, you had 661,000 Twitter followers. After the Twitter files, your followers doubled, and now it's three times what it was last August. I imagine your Substack readership, which is a subscription, increased significantly because of the work that you did for Elon Musk. Now, I'm not asking you to put a dollar figure on it, but it's quite obvious that you've profited from the Twitter files. You hit the jackpot on that Vegas slot machine to which you referred.
This is so disgusting. So, in other words, the New York Times, which won Pulitzer Prizes on the basis of a bunch of reports about a Russian collusion scandal that did not exist, you think they gained subscribers based on that? You think? I think they probably did. In fact, I know they did because they reveal their subscriber statistics every so often. Do you think that when Democrats break a big story in the media about Republicans, that they make money off of that? I think they probably do. As it turns out, you know who's made an entire living off of like one story? Bob Woodward, right? Bob Woodward has made an entire living off of one story that ran in the 1970s. Does that make him a bad journalist because he made money off of that story? It turns out that when people want to pay you to do things, that's typically a reminder that the story is kind of important, actually. It's a pretty good gauge of the market's interest in the things that you have to say. But according to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, if Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger are more famous now than they were before they revealed the story, this makes them bad, which is weird because it's been true of literally every journalist for literally all of human history, that you make more prominent splashes when you break bigger stories. But sound the alarm, guys. I mean, we've stumbled upon a corrupt relationship wherein journalists who break big stories become more famous. Somebody get Upton Sinclair on the phone. Please. So we need Ida Tarbell on the phone, right? Like, come on, this has been true forever. But here she is. They're bad. We'll get some more on this in just 1 second. First, if you have a family like Ida, you have dependents, you need life insurance. Because God forbid you're walking down the street and suddenly an asteroid starts plummeting directly toward you from orbit. You're thinking to yourself, you don't have time to get out of the way. Man, I should have listened to Shapiro. I should have headed on over to PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. PolicyGenius has licensed agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance company, so you can trust them to find you the best fit. They don't have that incentive to recommend one insurer over another. There are no added fees. Your personal details will remain private. With PolicyGenius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $25 per month for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Your loved ones deserve that financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save today. Again, that's PolicyGenius.com, PolicyGenius.com, or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. One of my favorite things here is the fact that not only are the Democrats on this particular subcommittee really venal and attempting to attack the press in ways that, again, if Republicans did it, would be seen as full-scale attacks on the press. They also just happen to be unbelievably ignorant. So Sylvia Garcia, who we saw a moment ago being foolish, well, she is, her foolishness really knows very few bounds. My favorite part, I'm not sure which clip I like better here. We're going to play two, and then we're going to decide which one we like better. So the first one is where she is talking about how Matt Taibbi has a Substack. Now, for those who are not informed, a Substack is basically like a paid newsletter that you can access online. So if I have a Substack, I write a piece, you pay for a subscription, and I can read the piece. That's all a Substack is. She has no idea what it is. She doesn't even know what internet is. What is internet? What is this thing that you type on? Is it a computer? How is it pronounced? Here is a honest-to-God representative in the United States Congress.
Yet you yourself posted on your I guess it's kind of like a web page. I don't quite understand what Substack is, but...
Well, yeah, I guess you can admit that out loud. That wasn't her... you know, honestly, this next one's the best. This is where she implies that Matt Taibbi, Michael Schellenberger, and Barry Weiss, who is a lesbian married woman, are in a threesome. Yep. This is the thing that happened in Congress yesterday. The best part of this clip is Taibbi and Schellenberger's reactions. They're like, oh, what did you, what now?
Your discussion, in your answer, you also said that you were invited by a friend, Barry Weiss.
My friend, Barry Weiss.
So this friend works for Twitter, or what is her?
She's a journalist.
Sir, I didn't ask you a question. I'm now asking Mr. Schellenberger a question. Please,
yes, ma'am. Barry Weiss is a journalist.
I'm sorry, sir?
She's a journalist.
She's a journalist. So you work in concert with her?
Yeah.
Do you know when she first was contacted by Mr. Musk?
I don't know.
You don't know. So you're in this as a threesome?
There was many more people involved than that.
It was a journalistic orgy. There were so many people involved. It was like Eyes Wide Shut of journalism. Oh, my gosh. Good stuff there from our elected Congress people. They are the best and the brightest, and probably we should not have any journalistic oversight of them. Probably we should be giving them unfettered power because they are, in fact, the experts on policy. Speaking of people who apparently should be trusted on policy, the Podesta family continues to rake it in from the Chinese. It is the corrupt relationship between the Biden administration and China continues apace. So Hunter Biden obviously was picking up bags of Chinese cash while his vice president father was squiring him around on Air Force Two and all the rest. And we're supposed to ignore that. We're supposed to ignore the 10% for the big guy emails. We're supposed to pretend none of that existed. None of that implicates Joe in any way. We're supposed to pretend that it means nothing, that the Penn Biden Center for Chinese Grift was taking in a lot of money, as it turns out, from the Chinese government, allegedly. Well, now we're supposed to ignore the fact that TikTok, which is a Chinese front organization, right? TikTok is an organization that is pretty obviously run by the Chinese government via a bunch of proxies, and they are gathering information on you. And every time they try to show they're not doing that, they tend to show that they are doing that. Well, now, according to Politico, they've hired top Biden-connected consulting firm SKDK as it faces increasing scrutiny in Washington, according to two people, including one with direct knowledge of the hire. The public affairs and political consulting firm is providing communications support to the company, which has come under government scrutiny, with senators recently introducing a bipartisan bill empowering Biden to restrict or potentially ban the service. SKDK is seen as the most well-connected Democratic firm in Washington, with former top employees in senior and mid-level roles in the Biden administration. So, for example, Anita Dunn is a founding partner. She returned to the White House last May. She is a senior advisor after a stint in the early part of the Biden administration. Other former SKDK employees in the Biden administration include Deputy White House Communications Directors Kate Berner and Herbie Zeskind, Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh, Interior Department Press Secretary Tyler Cherry. So that's weird. I wonder why TikTok would be hiring people with deep-seated Democratic connections. SKDK happens to be, like, one of the most obviously Democratic lobbying firms in America. But that really shouldn't be a surprise, given the fact that, for example, it was Huawei that paid Tony Podesta, John Podesta's brother. John Podesta served in the early days of the Biden administration as the, sort of their helicopter money guy on green projects. Tony was paid $500,000 to lobby the White House on behalf of Huawei, which was the Chinese tech giant that is on the U.S. trade blacklist because they've been stealing American technology for the development of the next stage of the internet, like Internet 3.0 or whatever it is. So yeah, the Chinese connections to the Democratic Party and its most favored players runs incredibly, incredibly deep. Get some more on this in just 1 second. First, folks, if you own a small business, you know the value of time. So does Innovation Refunds. That's why they've made it easy, no matter how busy you are, to apply for the Employee Retention Credit. That's ERC. Go to GetRefunds.com to get started. In less than 8 minutes, you can see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Your business might be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. In other words, you may have overpaid your taxes. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC. They might be able to help your business as well. There's no upfront charge either. They're not going to get paid until the business gets its refund, so you really have nothing to lose. And until you get money, they're not going to see it on. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based on incomplete or outdated information. Don't let this opportunity pass you by because the payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. Again, that's GetRefunds.com, G-E-T-R-E-F-U-N-D-S.com. It's been a rough several years for the economy. If you're a business owner, you've had to ride out that wave from the COVID lockdowns to the inflation of Joe Biden's era to the stagnation that's about to come. It's a rough time for everybody. This is why you should check out GetRefunds.com right now. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden is providing a budget blueprint for $7 trillion. This is Ben Shapiro Show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I've...
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden has a new proposed budget in which he proposes to spend all of the money. It involves $6.9 trillion of spending. $6.9 trillion of spending. He says, by the way, that it's going to reduce the deficit. The way he says it's going to reduce the deficit is he's going to radically increase taxes. He would make the tax rate on wealthy Americans the highest since the 1980s. He'd raise the overall tax rate to about 44% on the people who earn the most income in the United States, which is an extraordinary amount of money, especially if you are living in a place like California or New York that also has a high state tax. In California, the highest rate of state tax, which is 12, I think it's 12% now. Add that on top and you could be theoretically paying 56% of your incremental income to the federal government, which for California and the federal government might mean any dollar you make over $400,000 in a place like California. That means that you make 44 cents on every one of those. That can't hurt the economy at all. That'll be fine. That'll be fine. We'll just siphon off all the money from the people who actually reinvest that money in goods and services at the highest rate. That's exactly what we will do. Genius level stuff here from the Biden administration. So what exactly is in this budget blueprint? Well, again, the budget outline calls for Congress to approve $1.7 trillion in discretionary federal spending next year, including $885 billion for defense and $809 billion for non-defense and veterans health programs. The overall budget would cost $6.9 trillion as an increase over the roughly $6.4 trillion the administration expects the federal government to spend in 2023. Then they say, don't worry, because we're going to cut deficits by $3 trillion over the next decade. Now, understand, when they say cut deficits, they don't mean cut the debt. What they mean is that future growth of deficits will be slightly lower than it overall would be. So, for example, this is a chart from the Washington Post showing what the budget deficit would look like under the current projection by the Biden administration and what it would look like with the president's budget. As you will note, the budget deficit, this year on year budget deficit, is still extraordinary with the president's budget. And so, again, if you can't see this chart, what it shows you is year on year what the deficit would be. And essentially, with the president's budget, it means that until 2033 or 2034, according to this particular outline, even including Joe Biden's budget, because he's just going to keep spending until the end of time, right? That's what his budget assumes. Unlimited spending forever. The suggestion is that we are going to have a budget deficit of at least $1.5 trillion every year from now all the way until 2034, by which point the budget deficit will actually be $2 trillion. And he's saying that that's reducing the deficit because the projected deficit before the president's budget would be like slightly higher, like somewhat slightly a few $100 billion higher per year. But the president is going to tax the living crap out of all of you and spend unlimited amounts of money. And then he's going to claim that he's a deficit reducer. It's just the biggest lie in American politics. This guy gives a damn about bringing together the amount of money we are spending and the amount of money that we are bringing into the federal government. Nobody wants to balance the budget, not on the right, no one on the left. The difference is that the left wants to spend unlimited and copious amounts of money while siphoning an incredible amount of money out of the American economy in order to pay for their idiotic schemes, which is really what this is. A lot of their schemes are lies. The White House says the budget will outline a plan requiring insurance companies that run Medicaid managed care programs pay back Medicaid if the companies charge more than the cost of patient care, which, of course, undermines the actual way that the healthcare system runs. They're just trying to grab money out of that and pretend that that has no impact on anything, which, of course, is not how any of these programs actually work. Also, Biden wants to empower Medicare to negotiate how much it pays for certain high-priced prescription drugs, which means that either R&D stops in the United States, or it means that everybody stops taking Medicare, or it means that the entire private industry now has to bear the burden of the high cost, which then is used by the federal government as an excuse for more government regulation. Make things more expensive and more difficult. And then the federal government says, now that we've made things more expensive and more difficult, we need to come in and fix the problem. So this is their plan. They also plan to expand spending on climate. Great. And that's definitely what we need. Mitt Romney says this is not going to happen. Obviously, he knows that. Republicans are not going to sign up for raising taxes. His budget would reprise a series of tax increases the administration couldn't get through the last Congress, which was controlled by Democrats. So you'll notice that he didn't propose a lot of these things when Democrats were actually in charge, because that would have meant that Democrats rejected it. So he's putting this up there so Republicans will knock it down, and then he can claim that they're doing tax cuts for the wealthy or whatever his nonsense pitch is. Again, this budget is ridiculous. Biden is proposing raising the top individual tax rate from 37% to 39.6%, raising the corporate tax rate to 28% from 21%, which is insane. That's an insanely high corporate tax rate, because remember, that means that your corporation gets taxed at 28% before it pays you. Then it pays you, and then you get taxed at a higher rate. He also wants to tax top earners' capital gains at a higher rate and increase taxes on U.S. companies' foreign profits to 21% from 10.5%, because no one will take advantage of that. He called to extend some of the Trump tax cuts. Remember those Trump tax cuts that supposedly benefited only the wealthy? He wants to now extend them, so it shows that he was lying about that in the first place. He also wants to raise existing taxes on wages, self-employment income, and investment to 5% from 3.8%, and then expand those taxes to cover active business income. And he wants a 15% budget increase to the IRS. Okay, none of this stuff is going to pass, and none of this is going to solve any of the underlying problems with the massive social spending that we have been doing, these huge mandatory spending programs that we put in place and that will bankrupt the country. He's not actually going to be able to get any of this through. It's all about posturing, that he is capable of providing you everything in the middle of a massive inflationary cycle that's about to collapse into a stagnation, an economic stagnation cycle. Joe Biden yesterday talked about increasing his budget.
And the world's getting a hell of a lot more complicated. So I've increased my budget. We increase it now, as I said. We're paying another $820 to help people from families with low incomes.
Oh, so the world is getting more complicated, so we spend more money. And then the world gets more complicated, so we spend more money. And then it gets a little more complicated, so we spend more money. So if the world got simpler, would you spend less money? And what would you define as the world getting simpler at this point? I mean, he himself is simple. My favorite quote from Joe Biden yesterday is he admitted that he has been around for 400 years.
And I can honestly say I have never been more optimistic about America's future than I am today. I mean that sincerely. As you can tell, I've only been around a few years. Like 400.
You know, honestly, that's the most charming thing Joe Biden has said since at least 1812. So that's good for him, for acknowledging the simple fact of the matter. Well, look, Joe Biden also, he just has to lie on everything. So yesterday, he also suggested that Republicans want to defund the police so he can run away from his own crime record. It's all just a bag of garbage, and that's why he's not running very well in the polls. He's still at the low 40s.
MAGA Republicans are calling for defunding the police departments and defunding the FBI now. That's a good one. I like that one. Well, guess what? And they refuse to provide funding that's going to keep communities safe and secure.
So now Republicans are the ones who are into defunding the police, which is weird because your DOJ literally is cramming consent decrees down on major American city police departments everywhere. And you yourself had to allow the federal government to re-seize control over crime policy in the District of Columbia, which is run by Democrats. Look, Joe Biden is insanely vulnerable right now. If you look at Joe Biden's approval ratings, his approval ratings remain absolutely stagnant. They are not, for all the talk about Joe Biden being just amazing and people loving Joe Biden, this is not true. There is no evidence whatsoever that people love Joe Biden. It's just that there hasn't been an election lately. So that means that Joe Biden continues to maintain the presidency, but his approval ratings are, like, according to the Real Clear Politics polling average, they're the highest they've been in about a year, 2 years maybe, which means that they're at 44%. This is not a dude who is riding particularly high, and it's going to get a lot worse for him as time goes on because the economic consequences of his own bad policies have not yet come home to roost, which means that he's vulnerable, which raises the question of what's going to happen on the other side of the aisle. So we move over to the 2024 Republican candidates. The big story that Democrats are glomming onto today is this notion that Donald Trump is about to be criminally charged in Manhattan. According to the New York Times, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office recently signaled to Trump's lawyers he could face criminal charges for his role in the payment of hush money to Stormy Daniels, the strongest indication yet that prosecutors are nearing an indictment of the former president, according to four people with knowledge of the matter. Now, again, all of this sounds like Lucy with the football. How many times have we heard before that they're on the verge of getting Trump? They're going to get him this time. Now's the time they arrest him and they drag him off. They're going to call the chief marshal of the Supreme Court. He's going to drag him away and they're going to frog march that guy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure. According to the New York Times, the prosecutors offered Trump the chance to testify next week before the grand jury that has been hearing evidence in the potential case. Such offers almost always indicate that an indictment is close. In New York, potential defendants have the right to answer questions in the grand jury before indictment. So this apparently this particular case is about a $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels, who said she had an affair with Trump. The payment was made in the final days of the 2016 presidential campaign by Michael Cohen, who is Trump's former fixer, who was later reimbursed by Trump from the White House. Cohen, who has long said that Trump directed him to pay Daniels to keep her quiet, is expected to testify. The basic idea here is that he violated campaign finance law. So this is like an Al Capone thing. Oh, we hate you for all these other reasons, but it's really that you violated the campaign finance law. Sure. You know, wake me when you actually do something, guys. Your desperate attempts to prosecute the former president. So far, they've come to naught, and every time you suggest that you got the guy, not even close, it turns out. It turns out that you're fabricating stuff, or you're exaggerating stuff, or you're pretending that he's a grand threat to national security when he's not. All of the Mar-a-Lago classified documents, and then it turns out that Joe Biden has a bunch in his basement and in his garage. The media love this sort of stuff because it allows them to sell newspapers, but it ain't real until it's real. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. At least two are dead and some 10,000 under evacuation orders as rain and snow continued to deluge California. Battalion Chief Kim George with South Lake Tahoe Fire Rescue tells KGO-TV locals have been digging out from a huge snowpack, trying to clear their roofs and decks before it's too late.
Some of these shaded neighborhoods have probably 8-10 feet in the city, and the county area is even more so. With all of the snow load and the amount of weight that's sitting on roofs, we have some pretty significant concerns coming up with roof snow load with all the rain.
Officials in Kern County, California, evacuated residents near the Kern River as it overflowed its banks. More rain and thunderstorms are expected Saturday. A fire broke out Friday at a historic building next to the White House. Correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Workers were told to evacuate, but no injuries were reported after a fire at the Eisenhower Executive Office Building this morning. By 8:30, all was calm on the grounds. The large gray tower was finished in 1888. It stands next to the West Wing and houses White House workers, the ceremonial offices of the Vice President, and notable spaces like the Indian Treaty Room. District of Columbia Fire and Emergency Medical Services tweeted that a defective cooling motor in the basement was the cause of the fire. In 2007, then-Vice President Dick Cheney's offices were damaged by a fire, and a Marine reportedly suffered injuries punching through a fifth-floor window to escape. Jennifer King, Washington.
Well, standard time comes to an end in most parts of the United States this weekend. You're going to lose an hour of sleep for one night, but gain more daylight in the evening in the months ahead. The transition to daylight saving time is official at 2 a.m. local time on Sunday across much of the country. Again, you spring forward, don't fall back. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. I knew we could not put off getting life insurance. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-940-6161.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
King Charles III has made his youngest brother, the Duke of Edinburgh, passing on a title held by their late father, Prince Philip.
The dukedom was given to Edward upon the request of the king's father, who previously held the title.
Prince Philip was made the Duke of Edinburgh upon his marriage to Queen Elizabeth II in 1947. He held the title until his death at the age of 99. It was Prince Philip's wish that Edward, the youngest of his four children, be bestowed with the title after he and the Queen both died. Edward's wife Sophie will now be known as the Duchess of Edinburgh, and their 15-year-old son James becomes the Earl of Wessex, the title Edward previously held. Karen Chamas, London.
Actress Nicole Kidman and her husband, musician Keith Urban, donate to Vanderbilt University Medical Center to support breast cancer trials. Kidman's mother is a breast cancer survivor. The couple lives in Nashville. News and analysis at townhall.com. The latest snapshot of the American workforce is out.
U.S. employers added 311,000 jobs in February. That's a slowdown from the previous month, but a gain that could force the Fed to increase the pace of interest rate hikes to fight inflation. The unemployment rate rose to 3.6% from 3.4%. Ken Lorman reporting.
A growing number of retirees are considering unretirement. According to a study from Paychecks, people out of the workforce for an average of 4 years list needing more money. That's one of the top reasons. That's followed by getting bored, feeling lonely, and inflation. The House votes unanimously to declassify U.S. intelligence information about the origins of COVID-19. The 419-0 vote Friday was a sweeping show of bipartisan support near the third anniversary of the start of the pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Today on the Matt Walsh Show, professional victim Colin Kaepernick has a new book to promote, which means that it's time to complain about oppression again, except it's not just the country he throws under the bus this time, it's his parents, too. The journalist who published the Twitter files testified in front of Congress, and in our daily cancellation, I am forced to cancel a whole swarm of TikTokers all at once. All of that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. I would say that Colin Kaepernick is the Meghan Markle of the sports world, but that wouldn't be quite accurate. Sure, like Markle, he's a wealthy, privileged brat, just as white as he is black, but nonetheless obsessed with his entirely imagined racial victimhood. So that's similar, but there are some crucial caveats. First, for one thing, Kaepernick can't really be the Markle of the sports world because he isn't an athlete, unless you count the oppression Olympics as an actual sport, which perhaps it is or one day will be. And for another, to his credit, he didn't have to marry into his victimhood. Unlike Markle, Colin Kaepernick isn't riding anyone's coattails. He achieved his status as faux martyr and insufferable obnoxious prick all on his own. Actually, the more I think about it, we might say that Kaepernick is sort of Meghan and Harry combined. If you mix the two royal whiners together and you combine their powers, you end up with Kaepernick. He's like the self-victimizing Megazord. He has Markle's fake racial grievances, but he also has Harry's disloyalty and his penchant for throwing his own family under the bus and driving over them and then backing up and driving over them again and then again and again and again. He is such a perfect amalgamation of the two, such a manifestation of the worst aspects of both of them, that you almost wonder whether by some strange time warp he might actually be their child. Is Kaepernick the adult son of Harry and Meghan who has come back in time to experience and exploit this era of woke victimhood? That's a possibility we need to discuss. There's a conspiracy theory I could get on board with, maybe. Or at least it's just a screenplay someone should write, at the very least. But assuming that Kaepernick is not a victimhood-chasing time traveler, then the real story is that he was conceived by a white woman and a black man, and he was then abandoned by his black father, put up for adoption as an infant, and taken in by a white couple. His white adoptive parents raised him, gave him a blessed and comfortable life, supported him, loved him. And now, after all of that, they find themselves somehow the objects of their adopted son's animosity. That is, whenever he has something to promote, at least. And this week, he's promoting a new book, which means they're going right under the bus yet again. Here's the New York Post report. It says, controversial football star Colin Kaepernick accused his white adoptive parents of perpetuating racism in a new interview. The former NFL star told CBS Chicago that he struggled growing up in a problematic household, a through line he details in his upcoming graphic novel, Change the Game. The graphic novel tells the story of Kaepernick's journey from high school into his storied athletic career that, well, storied athletic career, that's maybe a little bit overstating it, that heavily centers around his lack of choice in his future. His parents, particularly, tried to steer him in a direction they thought was best, which led to several fights between them and their adopted son. Can you imagine that? Parents trying to steer their child in the direction they think is best? What parent would ever do that? Here's a clip of the interview. Check it out.
Who's spreading a message of empowerment in his new graphic novel, Change the Game, written with author and University of Chicago professor Eve L. Ewing.
I love how you depict yourself in this book, not as some big shot hero, but as a shy, insecure high schooler like we all were. I mean, I'm speaking for you, but...
Yeah, absolutely.
Growing up, I was I think still am a pretty introverted person. I hope it's true to form, and that's just kind of how I navigate the world.
It's his true high school coming-of-age story, his journey embracing his blackness, despite resistance from many, including his white adoptive parents.
I know my parents love me, but there were still very problematic things that I went through. I think it was important to show that, no, this can happen in your own home, and how we move forward collectively while addressing the racism that is being perpetuated.
He took cues from his icon, basketball star Allen Iverson, who he said wore his blackness like a suit of armor. And teenage Kaepernick wanted cornrows to match. He's getting what roles, his mom asked?
Oh, your hair's not professional. Oh, you look like a little thug.
Your mom said that to you.
Yeah. And those become spaces where it's like, okay, how do I navigate this situation now? But it also has informed why I have my hair long today.
The grown-up version of Eve wanted to go back in time and give young Colin a lot of hugs. And I was really moved and saddened by the level of kind of self-awareness that he had developed at a very young age without a lot of guidance.
Now, I certainly am not making any excuses for this guy. He's a scumbag of the lowest kind. There's no getting around that. But you can also tell that the man has been severely brainwashed. And as time goes on with each successive interview, he sounds more and more like a 55-year-old white woman holding a corporate diversity seminar. I mean, just listen to the words and the phrases that he uses. Problematic. Perpetuating racism. Move forward collectively. And then my favorite, navigate these spaces. How do we navigate these spaces? No human being naturally speaks that way, okay? A former athlete especially does not speak that way. You aren't going to hear a football player in the locker room saying to his teammates, listen, fellas, there's a lot of problematic behavior going on in here. We really need to figure out how to navigate these spaces so we can move forward collectively, respecting each other's lived experiences so that we can unpack our oppression and curate an understanding of our intersectional realities and together come up with solution-oriented perspectives liberated from our post-colonial trauma. It's just not how human beings speak, okay? Rather, it's how a DEI diversity, robot is programmed. And that's what Colin Kaepernick has become, basically. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Enjoy cleaner, safer, and more private internet daily. Be more cyber zen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers and hide your virtual location. It will secure your devices from malware-infected downloads and block access to malicious websites. Enjoy Internet without trackers. Internet without malicious websites. Internet without malware-ridden files. Imagine your data more secure. Your connection protected. Zen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
So what is his complaint against his parents? Yes, they took him in. Yes, they raised and loved him. Yes, they gave him a wonderful and privileged life. Yes, they supported him and they set him up for success. Yes, they did everything for him. But they criticized his hairstyle. So all of that is irrelevant. I mean, that is a resentment he holds with him today. He still determines how he styles his hair today based on what his parents told him not to do when he was a teenager. Now, he has a point, though, I will admit. I mean, it really is unprecedented for parents to complain about their children's hairstyles. Right? It's not like literally every parent on earth has this kind of conversation with their teenage children. It's not like every parent, I mean, literally every parent, white or black or whatever color, has to at some point give their child a lecture about the importance of maintaining a professional haircut and appearance. Actually, come to think of it, it's not entirely unprecedented. So I guess Colin Kaepernick went through this, and then the only other person in the history of the world was me, because I can remember when I first started developing facial hair. So I would have been about 3 or 4 at the time, and I wanted to grow a goatee, but my dad he took one look at what I was trying to do there, and he told me that it looks ridiculous and unacceptable. His words exactly, and forced me to shave. So when is CBS going to interview me so I can tell my story? Where is my book deal to unpack my trauma? But then again, I wouldn't take that book deal, even if it was offered, because I'd rather be broke and homeless than earn money by publicly stabbing my own family in the back. Of all the ways to earn money, that is among the most disgraceful. It's worse than prostitution. Perhaps it's a type of prostitution, actually. Colin Kaepernick is a whore in his own way, prostituting himself by selling his integrity, selling out his own family in exchange for victim points. Now, it's well established, of course, that Kaepernick's victimhood narrative is totally fanciful. He grew up comfortable. He became a professional athlete. He decided to transition to social justice warrior after his playing career had taken a nosedive based on his poor performance, after he got benched for Blaine Gabbert, which is pretty much the worst humiliation a football player can possibly experience. And then that happens, and he becomes a social justice warrior, and through his social justice charade, finds wealth and fame far beyond anything the NFL could ever provide for him. He has not been disadvantaged by his quote-unquote blackness, but rather he has profited immensely from it. Here's an indisputable fact, okay? This cannot be disputed. If everything about Kaepernick was the same, except that he was fully white rather than just half white, okay, if his deadbeat biological father was white instead of black, let's say, then Kaepernick would today, at the age of 35 or 36, however old he is, he would today be an obscure, washed out backup quarterback with a net worth and profile barely a fraction of what it currently is. He wouldn't have any endorsements. He wouldn't have any book deals. He wouldn't have any Netflix series. At the very best, he'd appear on ESPN occasionally to debate the other talking heads about whether Joe Burrow has a higher ceiling than Patrick Mahomes or whatever. More likely, he'd have drifted off into complete obscurity by now, and maybe he'd own a strip mall or a car dealership or something. His blackness has opened up very lucrative doors that wouldn't exist without it. That's indisputable. The fully white version of Colin Kaepernick is in a much worse spot today than the half-white version. So we don't need to analyze his victimhood claims. They're utterly bogus. They're laughable on their face. Instead, what we should focus on when it comes to Kaepernick is his absolute lack of gratitude. And in this way, he is a microcosm or one symptom of a culture-wide epidemic, and that epidemic is ingratitude. You cannot have a functioning society without a rich atmosphere of gratitude. Gratitude felt and demonstrated by the younger generations towards those who came before and gave them everything that they have. And this gratitude should be especially extended to and begin with your family and your direct benefactors. But it should go beyond that to your nation and your nation's forebears. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to pretend that your family was perfect or your country is perfect. Gratitude doesn't require perfection. It shouldn't require it. What it means is that you recognize what was built for you, what was provided to you, what sacrifices were made for you and for your sake, that this recognition breeds respect and loyalty and humility and a palpable sense of thankfulness. Where would Kaepernick be if not for his adoptive parents? Where would he be if he'd been born in another country? Now, you take either his adoptive parents or his country out of the equation, is there any chance he'd have a better life right now? That's inconceivable. There's a very good chance he'd be living in the gutter or dead in it without the very people and the very nation he can't stop complaining about. Does he ever acknowledge that? Ever? Does he ever say it out loud? Do any of these self-victimizing drama queens ever acknowledge that? Of course they don't. Gratitude destroys the grift. And it's much more profitable to be a rotten, disloyal little punk than it is to be grateful and humble. Much more profitable to be a spoiled child who's never satisfied, no matter how much he is given, no matter what anyone does for him. And that is Kaepernick in a nutshell. But he is right about one thing. This country does have some serious problems, big problems. And one of the biggest problems is that it produces people like him. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Did you know that gold was the best performing asset in 2022? Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds, gold outperformed them all in 2022. Noble Gold Investments helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold last year. According to longtermtrends.net, gold outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin. Had you invested in the S&P 500 a year ago, you'd be down more than 20%. If you invested in Bitcoin a year ago, you'd be down more than 65%. If you invested in the Dow a year ago, you'd be down almost 10%. Yes, gold has outperformed them all in 2022, and silver was not far behind. So what are you waiting for? Invest with Noble Gold Investments before the end of this month, and you'll bag a free 1/4 ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. Call Noble Gold Investments at 877-646-5347 to find out more. That's 877-646-5347. Mention Matt to get a free gold coin.
Individual results may vary. Consult with your financial professional before making an investment decision.
Coming up next, a video goes viral of an interaction with a very unhappy DoorDash driver that occurred over a Ring camera. So check it out after this quick break. Don't go anywhere.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free.
Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. New York Post. A newly resurfaced video of a DoorDash driver who refused to give a man his food after he only tipped her $8 for a delivery in 2021 has gone viral. The video, which has been viewed nearly 1 million times on YouTube, shows Ring camera footage of the woman yelling at the man for the seemingly measly tip when she went on a 12.5-mile trip for the food. I think we have that DoorDash Ring camera footage. Let's watch.
You can leave it. Thank you. You can leave it.
No, I can speak to you, actually.
Sorry?
I need to speak to you. I don't think you realize where they're coming from, so I need to speak to you.
Where what's coming from?
Where the food you ordered is coming from. I don't think you realize the distance that it comes from, because then you would never actually have given what you give. So I think you can come and see me face to face. Because I drew 40 minutes. I drove 40 minutes, and it was extremely far, and I got it to you early. So I don't think you realize where you work from.
All right. So she's complaining. And then actually, she takes the food and drives away. She doesn't give him the food because he only gave an $8 tip. That's what blows my mind about this. I mean, people are bold. People are bold in certain, like, in the worst kinds of ways. You know, there are times when it's, When it's good to be bold and even good to be confrontational and stand up and speak out. But these days people aren't very bold in those sorts of situations. It's like someone's being assaulted on the subway, and that's when we get into the, bystander effect and everyone sits around, maybe they're recorded, they don't do anything. But if you don't get a tip that for yourself that you think is good enough, now there are people are willing to speak out about that. I can't even imagine this. I mean, I delivered pizzas for a while when I was younger and I got bad tips plenty of times. The idea that I would knock on the door and say, excuse me, this tip's not good enough. I need more. I need you to give me more money. Never would have even occurred to me. Only because I would have been embarrassed to do that. I would have felt like a panhandler doing that. But people aren't embarrassed about panhandling these days. That's the other problem. I mean, you see people that I think we talked about this in a Daily Cancellation once, many moons ago, but this thing, people, they put their Cash App or Venmo or whatever on their windshield of their car. So just asking anyone who happens to drive by for money, that kind of thing. So I guess it's no surprise to see this, but $8, an $8 tip. is really good, especially for Uber Eats or DoorDash. And this is a problem now. Now, I know if you're an Uber Eats driver or DoorDash driver, you don't get, it's not like all the money that's spent is going directly to you, obviously. And so I don't know how much they actually make from Uber. I don't know how much of the service fee goes to them versus the tip. But yeah, they need the tip in order to make this profitable for them. But at the same time, it's a real problem because of the additional service fees and everything. You're already, if you order like a $40 meal for two or something on Uber Eats, it's up to $65 before you even had the tip in. So it's a problem. And it is bringing me more and more steadily to the conclusion that we just need to be done with tipping completely. It's gotten way out of hand. Everyone asks for a tip now. But at the same time, tipping is expanding. It's becoming much more ubiquitous than it's ever been before. Everyone's asking for a tip. But at the same time, everything's becoming more expensive alongside it. Something's got to give. I think we just got to get rid of tipping, be done with it. You know, many other countries and cultures, they don't do the tipping thing. I think we just need to... get with the times on this one. I don't see any other solution. Next up, Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger testify in front of Congress where a delegate asked them to reveal their sources for the Twitter files. This is a very chilling, in fact, and we'll discuss why after this quick break.
Are a girl's best friend. Well, not when it comes to minor or major auto body repair. That's when you need to call the professionals at Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive, and their number is 530-226-0992. Call today and make an appointment for a free estimate. Gift certificates are also available at Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992 and make an appointment today for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Thanks for listening to the Matt Walsh Show. Article from the Postmillennial says Twitter Files journalists Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger appeared before the newly formed Weaponization of Government Committee on Thursday, and during congressional questioning, Democrats on the committee demanded that Taibbi reveal his sources for the Twitter Files. He refused. During questioning, delegate to the U.S. House from the Virgin Islands and ranking committee member Stacey Plaskett questioned Taibbi about who gave him access to documents they would later use as the basis for his reporting on the inner workings of Twitter, which became Twitter Files. Taibbi had said that a source contacted him and asked him if he'd be interested in seeing those documents, and she wanted to know who the source was. Let's watch that exchange.
How many emails did Mr. Musk give you access to?
I mean, we went through thousands of emails.
Did he give you access to all of the emails for the time period in which?
Yeah, I never had a single request denied. And not only that, but the amount of files that we were given were so voluminous that there was no way that anybody could have gone through them beforehand. And we never found an instance where there was any evidence that anything had been taken out.
Okay. So you would believe that you have probably millions of emails and documents, right? That's correct? Would you say?
Millions.
No, I think the number's less
too high.
Okay. 100,000?
That's probably closer.
Probably close to 100,000 that both of you are saying. Yet, in the Twitter files, Mr. Taibbi, you've produced only 338 of those 100,000 emails. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And then who gave you access to these emails? Who was the individual that gave you permission to access the emails?
Well, the attribution from my story is sources at Twitter, and that's what I'm going to refer to.
Okay. Did Mr. Musk contact you, Mr. Taibbi?
Again, the attribution from my story is sources at Twitter.
Mr. Schellenberger, did Mr. Musk contact you?
Actually, no. I was brought in by my friend Barry Weiss, and so this story, there's been a lot of misinformation.
So Mr. Weiss brought you in. Mr. Taibbi, yeah. Ms. Weiss, thank you. Mr. Yeah. Taibbi, have you had conversations with Elon Musk?
I have.
Okay. Mr. Taibbi, did Mr. Musk place any conditions on the use of the
Would the gentlelady yield for a second?
As long as my time is not used.
Are you trying to get journalists?
No, I'm not trying to get
sources.
No, I'm not.
Well,
I am asking.
Like
no, well, if you will let me finish, And you had conversations with him? You said you weren't going to agree to who your sources were. I'm not asking you your source. I'm asking you if you had conversations with the owner of Twitter. And did Mr. Musk place any conditions on your use of the emails or documents?
No. In fact, I was told explicitly that we were given license to look at present-day Twitter as well as past Twitter.
Oh, okay. Mr. Fabian, who was your source for these documents? Are you asking him to reveal sources? No, I'm not saying that. That's obviously exactly what she was doing. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
It is outrageous and actually quite chilling to watch that exchange when you understand what she's trying to do. She wants to know the sources. She's trying to get at a congressional hearing. She's pressuring a journalist to reveal his sources. And other points in the questioning, Democrats were, there was one of the Democrats there in the committee referred to him as a so-called journalist, the questioning whether he's really a journalist at all. Which of course he is. Like he's also Matt Taibbi. He used to work for Rolling Stone. He is not a conservative by any stretch of the imagination. He's a liberal journalist. And I think that he would, not take any issue with that categorization. At the very least, he's not a right-wing journalist at all. And if you could, I remember when he used to write for Rolling Stone, if you could go back, you know, 7 or 8 years and like tell someone that Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone magazine in the future will be accused of being a right-wing propagandist, they would laugh at you because it is absolutely absurd. But here's where the confusion lies, that he's definitely not right-wing. He would seem to me to be much more on the left, but he is an actual journalist. And because he's an actual journalist, that's why the left accuses him of being right-wing. Because an actual journalist is supposed to be skeptical, is supposed to ask questions. You're supposed to want to chase stories and reveal things, especially about powerful institutions. Twitter is one of them. A real journalist, if a source at one of these major big tech companies says, hey, we have evidence of things that were going on behind the scenes and bias and political partisanship and all these, you know, unfair, you know, the terms of service not being enforced, things being done to influence elections. Hey, we have evidence of this. We want to give you access to it. Any real journalist would say, yeah, of course I want to see that. This is, I exist for this. My profession exists for moments like this. And that's what confuses them. Because on the left, although there are a lot of liberal quote-unquote journalists, they don't engage in actual journalism. So when they see it happen, they assume, well, this must be a this is some this is a secret agent for conservatives. And the other thing about that we know about Democrats is that they become very afraid when information is revealed. They don't like information coming out to the public. That's why we've got just in the last week two examples of this, trying to shut down Tucker Carlson from releasing unseen footage from January 6th, more information. They don't want that. And they also don't want more information about what happened behind the scenes at Twitter to be released. After this break, we'll be reviewing some recent TikToks that are critical of me and my opinions. If you can believe that, this should be fun or depressing. One of the two. We'll be right back.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop.
for calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
One. Now we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. Today for our daily cancellation, in the interest of efficiency, we'll be responding rapid-fire style to TikTok videos attacking me just over the past 2 weeks or so. So we're going to go through a number of rebuttals here. Anyway, let's go through these.
I wouldn't really call this an apology.
And make no mistake, Dylan Mulvaney is our enemy. He is an open, visible, active, and passionate advocate for the abuse of children, the war on fundamental truth, and the destruction of human society as we know it.
No, Dylan Mulvaney does not advocate for child abuse, and gender-affirming care isn't child abuse anyway, because it's been found that not providing trans health care to youth is actually closer to a form of child abuse. Trans kids who were rejected from their family were nearly 60% more likely to commit suicide, 73% more likely to end up in prison, and 68% more likely to suffer from substance abuse. One study found that 73% of trans youth experienced psychological abuse and 39% physical abuse. So it can clearly prove that trans people are not committing child abuse. But for the other two claims, I don't know what to do about that. They're so over the top and dramatic. War on truth, the downfall of society. How can you prove or disprove that? And this is where I think Matt Walsh's resentment has a little bit more to do with envy. I mean, I resent Matt Walsh because I think he's a fascist, but I do also envy him. I envy his status, his platform, the fact that people might take him more seriously than they'll take me. But what, if anything, does Matt Walsh envy about queer people? Does he envy Dylan because she grew to such popularity so fast? Is he envious of the fact that she got invited to things like fashion shows, different events, that she's met the president?
Now, we've already dealt extensively with the claim that gender transition decreases suicide rates, and we talked about it for 15 minutes yesterday, so you can go and refer to that video to see me break down why that part of what he said is totally nonsense. To the charge that I am envious because Dylan Mulvaney gets to go to fashion shows, I don't know what to say except that attending a fashion show would be my actual hell. I mean, almost as bad as going to a WNBA game, and I'm already going to be forced to do that. So a man can only take so much. As for meeting the president, yes, I admit that I would be very eager for a chance to sit across from the president with the cameras rolling, but for very different reasons. So overall, no, I'm not envious of Dylan Mulvaney. I mean, in order to elicit envy, he would need to have something that I want or embody some sort of trait that I find admirable. Instead, he has none of the things I want out of life and embodies everything that I want to be the opposite of. So what we've learned here, as you even admitted to your credit, I suppose, is that you are driven by envy, and so you assume that everyone else is too, and this is what we call projection. Now, the next video is from the same guy, so let's continue.
Matt Walsh is a fascist who is promoting violence against trans people. His language is inflammatory and factually incorrect. The idea that being trans is the result of some kind of social contagion has been disproven so many times. The theory of rapid onset gender dysphoria comes from a survey of 256 parents of trans children and not from the trans children themselves. The article has been removed and criticized for bad methodology. After being peer-reviewed, it was found that rapid onset gender dysphoria isn't even a formal medical diagnosis. It was found that between 2017 and 2019, the rates of teenagers identifying as trans didn't even increase.
Well, where to begin? You say that the survey about rapid onset gender dysphoria was invalid because they interviewed parents rather than the children themselves. Well, yes, if a child is sucked into a social contagion, he's not going to report that he's been sucked into a social contagion. Are you actually trying to prove that children aren't being indoctrinated by arguing that the indoctrinated children say they haven't been indoctrinated? Is that what you're going with? Yes, I mean, if you go to your local Scientology center and you ask anyone there whether they've been brainwashed, they're all going to say no. I guess that proves that there's no brainwashing happening there either. I mean, they didn't say they were brainwashed, so I guess they weren't. Now, if you don't like the term rapid onset gender dysphoria, you can call it whatever you want. If you prefer something less clinical sounding, then just call it, wow, look at all of these kids calling themselves trans all of a sudden syndrome. The point is that according to data compiled by the Williams Institute, for example, nearly 1 in 5 people who identify as trans are between the ages of 13 and 17. Only 0.5% of all adults in this country identify as trans, while the number for kids between the ages of 13 and 17 is 1.4%. That's nearly 3 times higher. And the numbers are even more striking when you break them down by generation. There was a Gallup poll that found that there are twice as many trans identifiers in Gen Z as there are among millennials. And there are many more among millennials than among baby boomers. For baby boomers, it's 0.2% identify as trans. For Gen Z, it's nearly 2%. 0.2% versus 2%. That is a 10x increase. Do you think this happened by accident? Or perhaps you would say that there have always been this many trans people in the world, but they weren't free to live their truth or whatever. Well, the trouble with that theory is that there's absolutely not even one single shred of evidence to support the dramatic claim that there have always been millions upon millions of closeted trans people through history. So here's how this breaks down. All of the available data, all of it, tells us that there are many, 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 many more trans-identifying people in the youngest generation than in any other generation in human history. Now, you can either believe what the data tells you, what all of it tells you, all of it, or you can invent a story. Entirely unsupported, completely built on your imagination, about millions and millions and millions of theoretical trans people in older generations who don't show up in the data. This is what you're reduced to. Because you don't want to accept what your eyes tell you and tell all of us, that trans identification has skyrocketed in recent years, you're left then theorizing about invisible trans people in other generations, even though you have no evidence that they even exist. All right, let's move on.
I had an unfortunate experience today when I logged onto Facebook and I saw this post by Matt Walsh. I'll be honest with you, I thought it was satire. I thought Matt Walsh was either making a joke or that he had been hacked. But upon further investigation, this was serious. So let's read it together. All a man wants is to come home from a long day at work to a grateful wife and children who are glad to see him and dinner cooking on the stove. This is literally all it takes to make a man happy. We are simple. Give us this, and you will have given us nearly everything we need. The only truth in this entire post is where he says, we are simple. You're right. You guys are simple-minded little It gets better when he moves to the comment section because people obviously give him a bunch of If your husband is unhappy, consider whether you have ever given him this one thing he wants. There's a good chance the answer is no. Oh, the outrage. Obviously, every situation's different. Maybe there's a situation where both spouses have to work, especially in this economy. Maybe the man works different shifts. Basically, yeah, I know I'm a f***ing idiot. I don't know if I've told y'all this story about when I was being abused in my marriage, and I'm not to, like, toot my own horn. I was a pretty good wife. Like, I was the wife who stayed fairly fit after 2 C-sections. I kept the house clean. I did the laundry. I made the dinner. The kids were happy and well-behaved and disciplined. And I tried my hardest because this is how I was raised, okay? I was raised by a stay-at-home mom. I was raised with kind of the mindset of, like, this is your job, is to, like, make him know that, like, he's appreciated and that his house is taken care of and yada, yada, yada. On top of all that, I did all the fun little things in the bedroom he wanted me to do. I would send him dirty pictures at work and try to keep the spice alive. I would buy new lingerie. Everything that you can think of, I was like, I'm going to be a good wife. Like, I am going to make this work. And I got more and more desperate to try to be a better wife the worse it got. Because I was taught, like this Matt Walsh post, that if it failed, if the marriage failed, if we weren't happy, if he wasn't happy, it was on me. It was because I wasn't grateful enough. It was because dinner wasn't ready soon enough. It was because I wasn't fun enough. I wasn't spicy enough. And he still abused me. He still cheated.
Well, I'm sorry you had that experience in your marriage. I am. Never should have happened. But you're making the mistake that many people make these days of assuming that a general principle is wrong because of your own personal experience. So it's like if I said that you should lock your doors at night and use an alarm system to prevent break-ins. And you responded that my advice is bad because you did that and still had a break-in. Okay, but does that mean that you shouldn't lock your doors and use an alarm system? If a certain strategy isn't totally foolproof and perfect, does that automatically make it bad? What I'm recommending is that women should be grateful and loving towards their husbands. That's it. Now, it's true that you could be grateful and loving to your husband and still end up in a terrible marriage because he's a terrible person. That can happen. Terrible people exist in the world, and there are people who end up married to terrible people. It does happen. And it happens on both ends, okay, because there are terrible women and terrible men. But does that mean that wives shouldn't be grateful and loving? I mean, are you recommending ingratitude and resentment? Is that a better strategy? Is that more likely to produce positive marital results? You could be faithful to your spouse and still find that he is unfaithful, but does that mean that we should tell people to be unfaithful from the start on the assumption that the others will be too? Of course not. But maybe your point is that we shouldn't put it all on the wife. We should tell the men to be grateful and loving too. Well, here's the good news. I never suggest otherwise. In fact, I frequently encourage men to love their wives and be faithful and good to them. I say that all the time. I just didn't happen to make that point in that particular statement that you read. There are many points that I didn't make because I was only making the point that I did make. I can't say everything every time I say anything. And that limitation does not give you the right to invent a whole series of opinions and statements I never expressed, which is what you just did. Last one. Let's watch. You cannot be something and also the negation of that thing at the same time.
Matt Walsh is just going to be upset with people using microlabels. See, he wants to have it both ways, where he hates the oversaturation of language of microlabels, yet when something is not 100% consistent and precise enough, he gets mad at that too. You can't have it both ways. Either we have to use umbrella terms, which are not going to be exactly precise, yet as long as we understand that if somebody says bisexual and asexual, they're probably referring to romantic attraction to both genders, or perhaps a little sexual attraction to both genders. If this is the position that Matt Walsh is taking, it is going to be logically inconsistent for him to later take issue with microlabeling.
5 minutes later.
Heart sniffing mumbo jumbo.
And now he's taking issue with microlabeling, despite earlier complaining that macrolabeling is not specific enough.
Well, thank you for reminding me about my fart sniffing mumbo jumbo line. I'm quite proud of that. Now, my issue is not with the act of labeling. There is some amount of labeling that's necessary and normal. Human beings label things so that they can communicate coherently with each other about those things. But coherence is the point here. When the labels create incoherence, then they defeat the purpose of the entire exercise. If the label doesn't clarify, but rather creates more confusion, then it's not even a label. It's more of an anti-label. It's an attempt to make it harder for people to understand what something is, not easier. My issue with the labeling that you people do is that you label obsessively and constantly, but your labels don't make sense and they don't cohere. They contradict themselves and you can't define any of them. That's the problem. Case in point, you mentioned someone who identifies as both bisexual and asexual. That doesn't make sense. I'm not being pedantic. I'm not engaging in a game of gotcha here. It just doesn't make sense. It is a logical contradiction. Calling yourself a bisexual asexual is exactly like calling yourself a meat-eating vegan. Now, you say that perhaps asexuals experience a little sexual attraction to both sexes, and that somehow justifies calling an asexual of that sort a bisexual asexual. But that's like saying that a meat-eating vegan is a vegan who eats only a little bit of meat. Well, by definition, if you eat a little bit of meat, then you eat meat, which means you aren't a vegan. You may be a less enthusiastic meat eater, or a reluctant meat eater, or an occasional meat eater, or maybe there's some other adjective you can affix there, but a vegan is someone who doesn't eat meat, period. You eat meat, you aren't a vegan. An asexual experiences no sexual attraction. If you experience sexual attraction, you're not asexual. See, this is the other problem with your compulsive and incoherent labeling. You don't allow for variations within the labels. You pretend that you do. You pretend that you're all about variation. You embrace all kinds of variety, you claim. But you don't. Because the moment you notice a variation within a category, you create a whole new category for that variation. So, rather than just allowing for the fact that sexual people, heterosexual, homosexual, people who experience sexual attraction, rather than allowing for the fact that there are varying sexual appetites and there are, people that have greater appetites than others. Rather than just allowing for that, you carve out anyone with a lower appetite and you put them in the asexual box. You've removed them from this box and put them in this one instead. And you do this kind of thing everywhere, in every context. The most obvious example, of course, is how you've eliminated masculine women from existence, tomboys we used to call them. You've erased that variation by labeling them trans men. See, this is the worst part about the way that you label. It's not just that it's incoherent, it's also that it's so damned limiting. And furthermore, you're canceled. All of these people, in fact, are today canceled. And that's all we have for today and this week. Thanks for listening. Talk to you on Monday. Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republican Ron DeSantis greets fans in Iowa Friday, marking the Florida governor's first visit this election cycle to the early voting state and intensifying speculation over whether he may announce his 2024 presidential bid. Some say that he has already decided to run. DeSantis told a crowd in Davenport, Iowa, he will continue restricting books with graphic sex content in school libraries and limiting classroom discussion on sexuality in kindergarten through third grade.
It is wrong to tell a second grader that they were born in the wrong body. It is wrong to have gender ideology imposed in our schools. And in Florida, we don't let it happen.
That audio courtesy WQAD-TV. President Biden's proposed budget was up for discussion in the House Friday. House Ways and Means and Committee Chairman Jason Smith said the American people cannot afford more inflation or crippling business taxes.
The president's budget means more pain. With $1.8 trillion in new taxes on Main Street businesses, many of which still have help wanted signs hanging in their windows because of the Democrat-fueled worker shortage.
Three Texas women are being sued for wrongful death after helping a woman get an abortion. The suit was filed by a man whose ex-wife terminated her pregnancy last year. Her two friends were able to buy abortion-inducing medication in Houston. Court papers show they intend to go after the manufacturer of the abortion pill as well. At least 13 people have died after a snowstorm in Southern California, San Bernardino Mountains. The sheriff's department says investigations into the deaths continue as they try to confirm if they were all weather-related. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And it's Prager here. Sue and I mean it. Dogs are part of our family. We love Otto and Snoopy so much. There's nothing quite like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens. In fact, I just talked to my wife about it because we want them to be healthy and we want them to be with us as long as possible. That's true. I know Sebastian Gorka feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. Our pups, Kelly and Alea, rely on us to provide what's best for them. And naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens full of vitamins vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, omega oils, and more that supplement their food in a way that has shown us great results. Trying out Rough Greens is an easy yes, recommended by me, Dr. G.
Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here, and I'm so proud that the Pragers and Sebastian Gorka have entrusted their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog, I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes. Your dog's food is dead food, but you can bring it back to life with Rough Greens. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
American Airlines is promising significant pay raises to pilots to match a recent deal at rival Delta Airlines.
American CEO Robert Isom says he's ready to give pilots raises and higher retirement contributions that would average 40% over 4 years. Isom says top pay for a senior pilot would hit $590,000 by the end of the deal. Meanwhile, the Allied Pilots Association says its board has decided to survey members on authorizing a strike. A union spokesman says the strike vote has been contemplated for several months as a backup in case the union can't reach a deal with American.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Belgium's prime minister says TikTok is being banned from government phones over worries about cybersecurity, privacy, and misinformation. The Chinese-owned video-sharing app will be temporarily prohibited from devices owned or paid for by the federal government for at least 6 months. News and analysis at townhall.com. Congressman Bill Huizenga has been selected to lead the House GOP battle against the progressive investment standards known as ESG, Environment, Social, and Governance. He says Democrats are seeking to allow fund managers to invest in woke companies using Americans' retirement money.
Government pension, your CalPERS pension, your individual 401k, you know, whatever it might be. If they're investing this, the simple fact is you have no say in it.
Huizenga says the president's decision to allow fund managers to invest in corporations based on ESG not only supports woke causes, but does a major disservice to investors.
And there's something called the fiduciary responsibility to make sure that you are maximizing return and doing the best thing for the client and for the investor.
The congressman was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' new book debuted this week at the number one spot on the New York Times bestsellers list. To be fair, everything else has been banned. Now I see why.
Their propaganda machine loves child, well, gay child porn in grammar schools. And behind the lacy little veil, that's what that joke was about. In defense of gay child porn in grammar schools, the Democrat Party's propaganda machine that never sleeps. They've got their daytime team, you know, their morning team. They got The View, and they got George Stephanopoulos and CNN, and they don't work for too long, and they all make millions and millions of dollars. And then the afternoon propaganda team takes over. Yeah, Jake Tapper at CNN played. We didn't get it to enough Jake Tapper yesterday and his propaganda. He's a party apparatchik, you know, former Democrat Capitol Hill staffer like so many of the so-called journalists. And And then you can, speaking of which, so-called, you see the so-called journalists? The hearing yesterday. Now, here's one for you. The big hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday having to do with Twitter and the FBI and the you know, the permanent bureaucracy going to Twitter and Facebook. And they didn't even have the Facebook element of this. This was just Twitter crushing stories on the lead-up to Election Day so that the public never heard about the corruption of the Biden family and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And you know, they control the flow of information. It's a form of fascism in the 21st century. And there was a big hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday because the Republicans believe in free speech and a free press and in a well-informed public making intelligent decisions on the great issues of our day. And the Democrats don't. The Democrats believe in total monopolistic control over information in the United States and the world because they're the left, you see. And they know that Twitter, this is why there's another hit piece in the Washington Post piece on in the Washington Post today on Elon Musk. He's real bad because the truth might come out and the Democrats can't afford that. They're anti-truth. And, you know, they use these idiotic words like transparency. You know, that's they're talking about edible underwear when they're talking about transparency. And it's just amazing. But I went to the Washington Post, and my best girl had the Post this morning, and she laughed out loud several times reading the Post this morning and highlighted a few things for me. But I said, let me know when you get to the story about the hearing in the House on Twitter suppressing speech on the lead-up to Election Day and the Democrat Party controlling information in the United States. And I was sitting there, and I was listening. You know, the page is turned. You can hear the page is turning now. I'm recreating the scenario for you. And it went on and on. And I said, where's the story on the big hearing yesterday on, the First Amendment and free press and free speech in the United States of America being under threat because of the Democrat Party's monopolistic control over information? And there is no mention of it. It's not in the didn't appear in the Washington Post. Got to the very end to the opinion page, which is kind of funny. They have a page they call the opinion page, and it's not the front page. That's not what they call the front page. It's pretty amazing. I got to say, amazing stuff. But they Molly Roberts, who's a radical left wing extremist in the employ of the Davos left, and she's got Twitter was --, and is --, broken. Now, it's an attack on Elon Musk. It's not actually a story about the hearing yesterday and about First Amendment rights and free speech and the monopolistic control of the left over information, that is to say the Democrat Party in the United States of America. That's not what it's about. It's pretty amazing stuff. And they've got their editorial cartoon on their editorial page is poor Joe Biden. He's got it's a book, and it says the word budget on it. And he's tied it to a balloon, a helium balloon, kind of like the Chinese communist spy balloon that he allowed to fly all the way across the continent before having brave men shoot it down with airplanes and $400,000 missiles. But then they started shooting down, kids' hobby balloons with $400,000 missiles. And that's okay. The media thinks that's good, because they're not a legitimate news media. Amazing stuff. But the budget has a helium balloon, and he's tossed it up in the air, and it's floating away. And then there is a row of two elephants and Kevin McCarthy, and they have rifles, and they're going to shoot a hole in the balloon, kind of like Joe Biden with the Chinese spy balloons, only after it's too late. Maybe the Republicans will wait until after it's too late, too, and not shoot it down until it doesn't matter, just like Joe Biden. But I don't think so. They're going to shoot it down because it's the most horrendous budget in the history of not just U.S. budgets, but any budget for any country in the history of the world. Going back to Caligula's Rome. You know what they spent money on there? That's kind of like the Biden family, really. You think Caligula put Christmas stockings up on the mantle for his bastard grandchildren? Because Joe Biden doesn't. But back to the front page of the Washington Post, where, and it's a Washington Post where you won't find any mention of the hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday, because we live in a, we're closer to the Soviet Union today than at any time in U.S. history. We're more like the Soviet Union today than at any time in history. Right? And more than 100 years since, you know, Bernie, the Bolshevik, Sanders, and, you know, his fellow travelers. Did you know that he was actually there in St. Petersburg for the 1917 revolution? He wasn't young, but he was middle-aged at the time. So the lead story, front page, upper right corner, big headline, in Biden's budget, comma, a first volley. That's the headline, a first volley. So what they're saying is, and then it says, trillions in new domestic spending. Trillions is a big number. That's a really huge number. But the Democrats don't care. Now, let me share this with you, because it's $6.8 trillion. That's the new budget. For 1 year, trillion, not, you know, $600 billion or something, $6.8 trillion. The national debt, based on his budget, in 2023, that's 10 years from now, 2023, the national debt will hit nearly $51 trillion. They are bankrupting the United States of America. This is the Cloward and Piven strategy. Two radical extremist, literally, left-wing college professors who came up with a plot to bankrupt America decades ago. And it's being implemented by Joe Biden and the radical left, that is, the Democrat Party. Remember, at all times, the Democratic Party isn't. Boy, are they not. So in Biden budget, a first volley. This is the celebratory headline on the front page of the Washington Post. Trillions in new domestic spending, just domestic spending, billions for Ukraine and for Europe. And never mind, you know, you never mind. They pat your little head and say, you just sit on the couch and, you know, wag your feet around and watch an episode of Hazel like Joe Biden. But pay no attention to the out of control spending. GOP rips, quote, reckless, end quote, plan that raises taxes on rich. See, oh, that's why the Republicans don't, because it raises taxes on rich. Never mind that all the Santa billionaires are funneling money to the Democrat Party all over the place. Never mind that. I did a little quick back of the envelope math. I like to do this if dollars were seconds, right? You know, seconds turn into minutes, minutes turn into hours. If we took Joe, just the $6 billion, and then the rounding error is, excuse me, I did it, the $6 trillion, the rounding error is $800 billion, $800 billion, $6.8 trillion. I just looked at $6 trillion and said, if we started paying off that $6 trillion at $1 a second, right, that would take us 190,000 years. That would take us 120,128 years to pay off just the $6 trillion part at $1 a second. But we're not paying it off. We're adding to it. And so, you know, if you're in your 20s, if you're in your 30s right now, thanks for picking up the tab. Thank you. I mean, we're sticking you with the bill here. You're very generous. You have no idea how generous you are, because what they're planning for here is squalor, and it's your squalor. The clock is ticking out loud. And see the Cloward and Piven strategy, radical left-wing professors, about their plan, their plot, deliberate because they're a radical leftist, at bankrupting capitalism by blowing up and destroying the U.S. economy, knowing that that's the key to destroying capitalism on Earth. That's their plan. This is what they're doing. It's being implemented right before our very eyes. And the Washington Post, the obedient bootlicks that they are, in Biden budget, a first volley, it's just about picking a fight. That's all it is about political division. It's not about being an adult or being responsible. It's not about being a custodian of our tax dollars. It's about political destruction. That's the whole point of this budget, and the Washington Post is in on it. Jeff Stein and Tony Rahm, they're in on it at the Washington Post. President Biden on Thursday unveiled a 2024 budget proposal that revived his call for massive new social spending and tax hikes on the rich. It's always on the rich, and then you ever notice that the middle class always ends up paying for it? Because, you know, what is it? The top 1% pays like 49% of federal income taxes right now. And, oh, but they're going to pay through the nose, I tell you, because, you know, they've worked hard and been successful or whatever they got. And you could take all their money today and it would run the operations of the government for about a week. And then, every penny that they own, and it wouldn't go very far. But the Washington Post is in on it because they're corrupt. And let me just say, Jeff Stein and Tony Rum, corrupt. Jeff Bezos, owner of the Washington Post, sent a billionaire. He's on Team Democrat. Oh, he's going to pay through the nose. No. They're going to take care of their friends. Trust me on this. That's not a thing. So we got that. And it's a pretty amazing budget that I've got a bunch to share with you on the Biden budget. They, you know, how many times do they use the word transgender in the budget? How many times do they use the word queer in the budget? Because the Democrats are really screwy. Their brains are screwy. They're creepy and they're kooky. And they like child porn in grammar schools. Gay child porn in grammar schools. You know, Piercy and I were talking about this yesterday. You know, there are no straight child porn books in the, have you noticed this? Ron DeSantis had his press conference yesterday. It was day before yesterday. We played the audio for you yesterday. And we posted the video yesterday. I warned my best girl about it this morning. I said, you should watch it, but, be prepared. Eat first. You won't want to eat after. It's pretty amazing stuff. Now, I believe there's an attack piece on Ron DeSantis in the Washington Post, but nothing about what the Democrats are putting in grammar school libraries. And this is kind of a remarkable thing. I would recommend, if you're an adult with a strong stomach, prepare yourself, gird your loins, because the Democrats, what they're putting in the grammar school libraries is, it would be illegal if you were passing it out at parks to children. That's literally true. Right. And the Democrat mayor of College Park, although you can't find a news article that identifies him as a Democrat, the Democrat mayor of College Park is right now in the can. He's in prison without bail because he was distributing and collecting man-on-boy child porn. This is Pete Buttigieg's good buddy, photographed at the White House, the Biden White House, repeatedly with Pete Buttigieg. And he's all over the White House with his husband and stuff. Now he's in prison for his man-on-boy, NAMBLA, child porn fixation and all of that. And there's no straight child porn. It's all gay child porn. And that's all fine. The thing is, if you watch this six-minute video, it'll be the first time you've seen any of this stuff. Because although this has been a hot-button issue for years now, at least 2 years, that's years, no media, no New York Times, no 60 Minutes, no CNN, they're on 24 hours a day. Nobody has shown the American people what is being objected to. Ron DeSantis did that, and then the news media just doesn't cover it, but they attack Ron DeSantis because they're pro-gay child porn in grammar school. It's the only conclusion that you can come to. But go to the Chris Plant Twitter. And I think we posted on the Facebook also. And, honestly, get the kids out of the room. But you got to see what the Democrats are fighting for. That and, raising taxes and more spending and bankrupting and a $51 trillion national debt in 10 years. What does Joe Biden care? He won't be here. Man, oh, Manischewitz. So we've got... we've got that going, the big budget and the Democrats. I've got the border for you because, and there's something about that in the budget, but you won't believe. And then there's the hearing on Capitol Hill. Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger, so-called journalists from a so-called member of Congress, the attacks on freedom of speech in the United States by the Democrats will continue. I've got a question about the members of Congress I want to put to you after you listen to the the moments, the highlights of the hearing yesterday, and we are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
You can purify the air in your home and get healthy, clean, fresh-smelling air, eliminate odors, kill mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules into the air. It does not mask or cover up bad odors and pollutants. It eliminates them. It's called the Thunderstorm because it purifies the air in your home and provides you with pure fresh air, just like after a thunderstorm. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. And you'll get 3 units for under $200. That's a fraction of the cost compared with other air purifiers that can go for more than $600. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, family room, kitchen, anywhere you like clean, fresh air. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in the discount code Chris to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code is Chris, and shipping is free.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PUSH for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PUSH. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PUSH for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PUSH.
We didn't know what to expect. We were just left in a hotel.
My mom was doing drugs in the house.
Tay and Brianna spent years of their childhood in homes that weren't safe. They were placed in foster care and longed for a permanent, loving home.
I didn't know what my future was.
I wouldn't speak to anyone. I was afraid of everything.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Brianna and Tay were adopted and now feel excited about their futures.
I'm studying to be a chef, and I really want to travel the world.
I'm going to be a mechanic, and I can focus on my career.
Right now, in the United States, there are more than 100,000 children in foster care, just like Brianna and Tay, who need a family now. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The steak experts at Omaha Steaks are helping you spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale. Grab all your favorites at 50% off, like tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, air-chilled chicken, and more. Plus, use promo code HOT at omahasteaks.com at checkout for an additional $30 off your order. Get fired up and spring into something special. But hurry, 50% off site-wide is only for a limited time. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use code HOT at checkout for an additional $30 off during their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list.
We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews. But now, we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Crime in Washington, D.C., Democrats who love crime, they commit most of them. Their sons, their daughters, they, you know, it's a blood-drenched party. Let's go to the, I've got a lot more to get to. Also, a great story of the Washington Post. Scientists agree that more money makes most of us happier. I got science. They're the party of science. Let's go to the telephones. I want to get Colin Kaepernick. Is his white adoptive parents are racist because they tried to keep him on the right track, and I guess it sort of worked out, but not entirely. Let's go to Jerry calling from Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. Jerry, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey Chris, how you doing, bud?
I'm great. Great, Jerry. Thank you.
The thing is, without people like you and Sean and Dan Bongino and Mark Levin, we'd never know any of this.
That's true.
It's absolutely appalling, Chris, how many people who will sit there and say, I'm sick of this and I'm sick of that. Who did you vote for? Biden. Well, right. You voted for this. This is the foolishness you voted for. We rank near the bottom in every category, education-wise. We keep pumping billions of dollars in. Pelosi struts around like a government mule making $52 million off of insider trading, which they jailed Martha Stewart for. It's astounding to me how Adam Schiff can still walk around in Congress after lying for 4 years with no consequences. Now he's thinking trillions of dollars is going to put us even more in debt. And then, of course, Chris, and I think you mentioned this, we have to make sure that the illegal immigrants are taken care of because, you know, God willing, we can't leave anybody out because that's racist. And I'm sick of being called a racist. I'm sick and tired of our country being this way.
Yeah.
I'm done. It's annoying.
At a bare minimum, yeah, I think you're onto something here, Jerry. You've got a problem, a malady that we've diagnosed as common sense and self-awareness and awareness of what's going on around you. You see, in New York, they're now promising free college to illegal aliens with taxpayer dollars.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family-owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could Wiz on a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
That stigma.
All right, let's get to some of the mental illness that is Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, and our news media is the most corrupt institution in the United States of America. An amazing hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday, thanks to the Republicans in the House of Representatives. The Democrats, including this woman from the Virgin Islands, who is a delegate, not even a member, a representative of the House of Representatives, she doesn't even vote, right? But the Democrats pushed her out front to say outrageous, scurrilous things. And my when we get to that, I do have a question. I'll share the question now. Question now is, are these people, do you think, in your estimation, closer to being communists or fascists? Closer to being communists or fascists? Because they're not even in the wheelhouse of being American. The attacks on the First Amendment and the free press and freedom of speech. And Matt Taibbi, I think Matt Taibbi, Bernie Sanders has praised Matt Taibbi in the past as being one of the great journalists of his generation. And Bernie Sanders. And he's spoken very, very highly of Bernie Sanders and expressed his support for him. But, you know, the worm has turned because when you stop singing from the Democrat Party sheet music, they will destroy you and your family. And they, if you have a Louis Vuitton store, they will loot it. That's what the Democrat Party is. They're amazing. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that hearing. And the attacks on Matt Taibbi are everywhere. And again, he's like a proud liberal leftist, ACLU liberal, always has been. He's learning a lesson now in what his party is really like. not the thin veneer that his party presents as a public face, but what his political party is really about is the total destruction of, well, everything and everyone and America and the economy. That sounds hyperbolic, but if you don't understand that to be true now, you will eventually understand that to be true. That's the thing about that. Let's go to Lunch Bucket Joe, because he is severely brain damaged. And, you know, we went to play the audio of Joe Biden talking about how he had brain surgery twice and they took the top of his head off. And he said that. He's talking about, because it's true. And I guess he remembers that much. Somebody must have reminded him. Maybe they wrote it down, put it on a post-it on his refrigerator or something. Hey, Joe, don't forget, you had brain surgery twice and they cut off the flow of blood to your brain repeatedly. And as soon as they do that, brain cells start dying by the millions. And that explains everything that you're going through right now, because this is the guy the Democrats chose.
And I had these terrible headaches, was diagnosed with having
what? Anyway.
They had to take the top of my head off a couple of times to see if I had a brain.
Yeah, and they had to take the top of my head off a couple of times to see if I had a brain. What did they discover? You notice he left that part out. Now, there was a squirrel running laps around the inside, like that motorcycle inside the cage at the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. You know, that was cool, wasn't it? I always wanted to do that. All right, let's go back to Joe Biden. Let's go to soundbite number one, because, you know, his brain, she's a broke. That a brain of his, she's a no good. She's a no good at all, that a brain. Man, oh, man. I'm telling you. All right, here's Joe Biden. He was in Philadelphia yesterday, the birthplace of our democracy, and he was just attacking and lying and lying and attacking. And interestingly, there is nothing about him lying in the newspapers today, because they're not legitimate newspapers. The Washington Post is not a legitimate newspaper. The New York Times is not a legitimate newspaper. They're fluffers, the old-fashioned kind. Really, they are. Joe Biden in Philadelphia, those awful, terrible, horrible Republicans, it is a form of war. You know, their boy Lyndon Johnson, profound racist, used the N-word all the time, got us into the Vietnam War up to our eyeballs. Richard Nixon had to get us out. If you take a college course, they blame the Vietnam War on Richard Nixon because the lies are so big that no one would dare not believe them. And remember, as their boy Gergel said, a lie told once is a lie. A lie told 1,000 times becomes the truth. That's the way they live their lives. At home, in public, all over the place. Joe Biden in Philadelphia yesterday, those awful, horrible people who aren't radical left-wing Democrats.
The MAGA Republicans want to take away the law. They're one of the things they've announced. They want to do away with the Inflation Reduction Act.
They want to do away with the Inflation Reduction Act, which doesn't reduce inflation, just for one thing, is nothing but a gigantic spending bill designed to spread billions and billions of dollars to the allies of the Democrat Party in order to buy votes, which is what Joe Biden is really good at with, oh, I'm going to pay off your college loans, vote for me. It's a banana republic. It makes Chicago look like the cleanest political system in the world. This guy is a crook. The Democrat Party is not democratic. They are the left. They're not liberals. And what they do is they destroy and demolish. Joe Biden, those awful MAGA Republicans, want to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act, since it doesn't reduce inflation. It's just a massive redistribution of our money and a money grab by the left to fund their political allies. And the news media is in on it, too. Just amazing. Joe Biden yesterday, those terrible, awful MAGA Republicans.
MAGA Republicans all voted to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. They voted to get rid of it over 50 times since Barack passed it.
Since Barack passed it. Barack passed it. It's Barack. He's like a god. He's like a god. He can slow the rise of the oceans. Did you know that? He's not going to, but he could if he wanted to. He said, you know, when he was elected, that this was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow. And I don't know, have you noticed, they'll lay claim. Let's ask Greta von Thunberg. Oh, she's got a little bit of news. She's in the news today, too, because she is, She's got a collection of classic cars. Have you seen this? She's got a collection of because this is all a scam. This is all a scam. It's a giant scam. They voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act. You know, they're still trying to fix health care in this country, but they already fixed it. And they upended, with great upheaval, the American health care system, the most desirable, enviable health care system in the world today and in the history of the world, where wealthy people from all over the world fly to the United States to get their health care. If you need surgery and you're a billionaire and you're in the Middle East, or if you're in Canada, you come to the United States for your health care because it's the best health. Now, they've wrecked it. They've done everything they can to wreck it. My best girl and I have told the story before. My best girl and I were paying about $550 a month. We were not married at the time, and I had to buy health care separately in the so-called marketplace, and my best girl had to buy health care separately. And I think I paid like $320, and my best girl paid $230. And then they fixed it. They fixed it. And it was suddenly, what was it, $2,500 a month for just for the premiums, just for the, because they fixed it, all right? And we had to bail out of our health care and find another way to get health care, which we did. And this is them fixing. But they say they fixed it. And still they have to keep fixing it. Have you noticed they have to keep fixing it? It's like Social Security is, and then those awful, terrible rich people, they will pay through the nose.
Mega Republicans. You know, they don't want things that particularly are going to help working families, like health care, education, public safety, which is going to raise costs on folks. Look, MAGA Republicans also refuse to raise a single penny in new taxes on the wealthiest people.
You mean the 1% that pays like 49% of federal income taxes really need to pay more? These are the people that are creating jobs and creating wealth. And amazingly, well, the more wealth there is, the more people there are that have wealth in the United States. Those terrible Republicans, they don't want health care. They don't want education. They don't want public safety. Well, your sons and daughters should stop murdering everybody. Why don't we start with that? Carjacking everybody, dragging immigrants to their death in their Uber cars. Why don't you guys stop that? Those terrible... and then listen to this. This is the biggest lie in the history of lies. It's everything he said is a lie. He's just a lying sack of Jewia. But here's the... Listen to this one. This is truly amazing.
MAGA Republicans are calling for defunding the police departments.
What?
And defunding the FBI now. That's a good one. I like that one.
What?
Well, guess what? And they refuse to provide funding that's going to keep communities safe and secure.
Right. Stop shooting everyone. Let's start with that. Let's have a pact. Let's have, like, death takes a holiday. We'll pick one day a year and ask the Democrats not to shoot anyone. And it will be like a crime-free day. We'll have a crime rate like Sweden, like Switzerland. It'll be amazing. Not Swaziland. I'm thinking different SW places, but that's amazing. And the Republicans want to defund the police? Now, as for the FBI has been threatened because they've been used, obviously, flagrantly for years now as a political tool, a corrupt tool of the left, of the Democrat Party. How did that happen? It took time, but they've accomplished it. And, hey, how are Peter Strzok and Lisa Page doing? Aren't they suing people now? They're going to end up millionaires because our culture is so corrupt that they're going to end up the big winners in this. But those MAGA Republicans, whatever the hell that means, you communist brain dead, the Biden organized crime family is worse than the Cuomo organized crime family, which is worse than the Corleone family. But let's go to, but they have Fredo too. They got Fredo Cuomo. Let's go, because those MAGA Republicans want to defund the police. Here's MAGA Republican Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Talking about the reduction of our NYPD budget and defunding a $6 billion NYPD budget.
Yeah, another MAGA Republican speaks. She has a brain the size of a walnut. That's one of the problems. Ayanna Pressley is a thoroughly anti-American radical and an extremist, and apparently a MAGA Republican.
Yes, I support the defund movement because this is about the investment in our communities, which have historically been divested.
historically been done because about the communities. So she thinks that, you know, communities that have been historically divested would be a lot better off if it were like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome and there are no police at all and everyone was left to fend for themselves. At least said communities are very heavily armed with lots of illegal weapons. So we got that going for us. And there's Cori Bush. She falls into the same category. And another MAGA Republican.
Defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police.
They love the idea of just having, like, you know, free-range rolling gunfight across America. Ilhan Omar, the most ungrateful refugee ever to arrive on our shores. Were it not for the good graces of the United States, there would be scorpions crawling over her bones and the bones of her family members in the sandy deserts of Africa, even as we speak.
Not only do we need to defund, but we need to dismantle and start anew.
And start anew? She's a high talker, too, which is good stuff. Honestly, where are the scorpions? Joe Biden, yesterday in Philadelphia, pretty amazing guy. And the lies that, you know, see, the problem here is the news media. If we had a news media that said, wait a minute, none of that's true. That's the opposite of the truth. Not only is that not true, that's the opposite of the truth. If that were the front page story today, then you see that it would cause these corrupt, lying politicians to modify their behavioral patterns. That's what our founders, geniuses, all had envisioned and what they designed and what they gifted us. But the left is here now, and Bolshevism reigns supreme. Joe Biden.
We talk about about crime.
What?
Well, it's outrageous. My budget invests in public safety. It includes funding for more training.
Training.
More support for law enforcement.
More support.
At a time when they expect to play many roles.
Pay many roles. It's just always about money. Pay many roles. Now, excuse me, police training? Dozens of Democrats are in prison right now in Atlanta without bail, charged with terrorism for attacking the police yet again at the Atlanta site where the police would like to build a training center for the police. But you guys are preventing the police training by mob terrorism, which is okay by you, I know, because you guys know what I'm talking about. Yes, indeed. Man, oh, man. Now, the Joe Biden budget, because this is completely crazy, you know, he's got his budget. Does it provide for lots of police? Well, let me share a couple of details with you about what's in the Joe Biden budget with the $6.8 trillion that will take hundreds of thousands of years, literally, to pay off at a dollar a second. New border agents, 350. New IRS agents, 87,000. You think that's to go after the, you know, the busload of billionaires in the United States of America? It's about you and me and everybody. The EPA, they're going to save the environment and slow the rise of the oceans. 2,400 additional employees there, but only 350 for the border. That's pretty amazing stuff. $6.8 trillion, $886 billion in defense spending. He's great for the military-industrial complex. I've mentioned this before, we've got to start producing Ukrainian flags with the words on them that say, I support the military-industrial complex, because that's what this is about. Another $6 billion for wink, wink, Ukraine and Europe. They've got $3 billion for global warming. They're going to make the weather better with $3 billion. It's going to do that. And they say they're going to pay for 100,000 new police officers, but the federal government doesn't actually hire and pay police officers. That's local stuff. But keep in mind that the bill has a lot of crazy in it. It mentions equity 63 times. It mentions transgender. The word transgender is in there 8 times. The word queer is in there 7 times. But, you know, this isn't going to fix anything. It's just going to break it more.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Paid
paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $20 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity.
Call 1-800-973-3097,
and you are guaranteed a $20 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand.
To learn more, call 1-800-973-3097.
Call now, and you will receive a free American Coin Collectors Bonus Package, a $75 value free with every order.
Call 1-800-973-3097 now
to secure your $20 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out.
That's 1-800-973-3097.
Be more CyberZen. Get NordVPN. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers, secure your devices from malware-infected downloads, and block access to malicious websites. With NordVPN, enjoy internet without trackers, without malicious websites, without malware-ridden files. Be more CyberZen. Catch the special deal now at nordvpn.com.
Breaking news.
Tax refund shock is everywhere, but what is it?
My tax refund shrank.
Mine too.
The culprit? Pandemic-related stimulus payments and tax credits expiring. In this reporter's opinion, you need a tax expert.
Hey guys, Jackson Hewitt guarantees your biggest refund.
And tax prep is 50% off? Going there now.
50% off is a limited-time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
The steak experts at Omaha Steaks are helping you spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale. Grab all your favorites at 50% off, like tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, air-chilled chicken, and more. Plus, use promo code HOT at omahasteaks.com at checkout for an additional $30 off your order. Get fired up and spring into something special. But hurry, 50% off site-wide is only for a limited time. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use code HOT at checkout for an additional $30 off during their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Parenting is hard. Technology can make it harder. The Family Media Plan developed by the American Academy of Pediatrics helps make it easier. Go to healthychildren.org/media plan to set the media priorities and create the media plan that's right for your family. Raising kids in the age of screens is easier when you have a plan. Go to healthychildren.org/media plan today. That's healthychildren.org/media plan.
Let's go to the telephones. I can't wait to get to the hearing from Capitol Hill yesterday, which the Washington Post completely ignored. The most insidious power the media has is the power to ignore. Let's go to Money, calling from Columbia, Maryland. Money, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Money.
On March 8th was the International Women's Day. And I'm sure you have heard and everybody knows, for the last 6 months, Iranian women have been on the streets fighting, getting killed and imprisoned, tortured, raped for the last 6 months. And all they want is their freedom and their human dignity back. So, and they have been all over the world, and everybody is singing the songs, Woman, Life, Liberty, which is the anthem of the Iranian women on the streets all over the country. But on March 8th, which everybody in the world should expect for them to receive the award by the First Lady of the United States and the Secretary of State to a man from Brazil who claims he is a woman.
Right.
Can you tell me the logic? What is this country doing?
Well, that's a great...
I'm an immigrant from Iran.
That's a great question, Mani. And I believe the transgender person was from Argentina, just a minor point. But listen, also, Mani, you're probably following the more than 1,200 schoolgirls in Iran that have apparently been poisoned, right, since
yes.
November.
Yes.
And the women are being beaten and brutalized and jailed, as you said, and assaulted and raped and tortured in Iran.
Yes.
And the, you know, the Biden administration has been in bed in the Obama administration with Iran since the beginning of the Obama administration. Am I right, Money?
Absolutely.
Why?
2009, there was the Green Revolution in Iran.
Right.
All those, and other people, and the same thing was happening. Iranian people, the young people, were marching on the streets all over the country, chanting, Obama, Obama, are you with them or with us?
And he never spoke up on their behalf. Never once did he speak up on their behalf. And women were being shot and killed, and he didn't speak up. And it hasn't gotten any better. And the Democrats, you see, they're not liberals. They're the left. They are authoritarian.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.